Joining us now on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is a deep throat informant. He will remain anonymous, and we have digitally altered his voice to protect his anonymity. Now, we must let you know before we start visiting with this gentleman that we're not sure about his credibility. In fact, he may be a very uncredible source. We believe that he has some ties to Nate Newton. He is supposedly on the inside with Nate Newton, a former friend, former coworker, former colleague. But we will just preface this that we distance with anything he might tell us because we're not sure about his background. Deep Throat Informant, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you tell us, first of all, about your relationship with Nate Newton? Can you tell us, first of all, about your relationship with Nate Newton?
I work with Nate on this business venture.
Okay, all right.
In my opinion, Nate was very fat and very pot strong.
Pot strong? Fat and pot strong. Okay, so what do you know about what happened, this arrest on Sunday? You know anything about it?
Yes.
What do you know?
In my opinion, I think he wanted to sell the joint pot.
Joint pot? That's what it looks like.
I did not enjoy working for the man. He forced me to work in his pot factory every day.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Oh, well, that's not good. Well, he was nice to you. Big old jolly Nate, he was nice to you, wasn't he?
He was nice when I would do my job correctly.
Uh-huh.
But other times he was a horrible monster.
Oh, no.
My job was not very complicated. I would take the pot and put it in sports boxes.
What's a sports box?
I would do this for what Nate called FPPs.
FPTs?
FPPs.
FPTs.
FPPs.
What is that?
Football pot people.
Drop Page Radio.
You've played it on special occasions.
Oh. FPPs. Football pot people.
One time.
Oh, hang in there. Hang in there.
He pinned me down, and he took a wad of pot tobacco, and he shoved it in my head hole, that is mouth. He then forced me to chew it as a cud for 3 days and 12 minutes.
That's awful.
That's crazy, too.
I was in the van when we were all arrested.
You were actually in the van?
I'm sorry?
You were in the van?
Yes. Nate had stuffed me into a pot box.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Is offering model year-end values right now during our 2005 model year-end sales event. Whether you're looking for an SUV, performance or sports sedan, or a versatile Volvo wagon, you'll find legendary Volvo safety, great style, and some of the best values of the year. So hurry to your Volvo retailer today, because if you sit and wait, well, you get the point.
During the Volvo 2005 model year-end sales event, lease a Volvo XC90 2.5T for $449 a month for 36 months. $4,394 due at signing. Taxes, title, registration fees extra. See your Dallas-Fort Worth Volvo retailer or call 1-877-24-VOLVO.
Ticket Sports News now.
The Rangers have now won 4 of their last 5 as they downed the Nationals last night at the Temple. 8-1 ticker brought to you by Grey Goose Vodka. and the Texas Transportation Institute. Kenny Rogers picked up the win. It's his ninth on the season after another strong outing, going 6 1/3, only giving up one run. And first baseman Marcus Scherer expects Kenny to win every time out.
Kenny was great again. It's not surprising. It's almost getting kind of boring. He's doing such a great job. We expect him to go 7 or 8 and give up maybe one run, maybe two, and he did it again.
Tonight, Ricardo Rodriguez looks to improve to 2-0 as he faces the Nationals' Tony Armas Jr. You can see that game at 7:05 tonight on Fox Sports Net Southwest. And now, a U.S. Open update brought to you by the Sewell Family of Dealerships and Grey Goose Vodka.
From Pinehurst Golf Resort, Westwood One presents this special report on the 105th U.S. Open Championship. Now, this is Bob Poppin, the tower at Pinehurst, number 2. The leaders, Olin Brown, Retief Goosen, will tee off at 3 p.m. They're at 2 under par. So is Jason Gore. He'll go in the second-to-last group at 250 with K.J. Choi. It's been a unique trip to Pinehurst for Gore.
Well, we were playing in the Nationwide event last week in Chicago and picked up our car in Knoxville and about 11:30 at night and started driving here. And we stopped in Asheville and had our car ransacked. So I had a big stereo system in there.
Now, what about your golf clubs?
My golf clubs are in my caddy's car because we didn't want it to fly with them. So, we traveled with my 8-month-old son, and so we didn't have enough room.
Well, his 8-month-old son, Jackson, hopes that Daddy on Father's Day can bring home a U.S. championship. And a lot of work still to go. This is Westwood One's coverage of the U.S. Open.
In a world where everyone is undefeated, rivals will become saviors.
San Francisco 49ers select Alex Smith.
And rookies will become veterans.
Heard by Roethlisberger. He's going to throw for the
end zone. From the network that brought you NFL Total Access. Free season. 55 games in 25 days. Opens August 2005 on the NFL Network.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duratec. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is a reminder that you weren't born with enough middle fingers.
.952 on The Ticket, T-Box winding down. Hope you enjoy the weekend, Father's Day, U.S. Open. What easy shows they are when it's major, you know?
Yep.
The leaders go off at 2 o'clock today.
Retief Goosen and Olin Brown.
Is that Eastern or Central?
That's our time.
Our time.
Before that, KJ Choi and Jason Gore, Michael Campbell, Mark Hensby, and a really good pairing of Sergio Garcia and DJ Singh. But Adam Scott and Lee Westwood in that.
Who's Tiger playing with?
Rocco Mediate at 1 o'clock.
Interesting.
Brent Jobe tees off with Jim Furyk.
Has he got the biggest booty in golf?
Rocco. It's up there. He does have back, doesn't he? I want to thank Jaron for working the board very well, as usual, and Jason for coming in early and killing bees all over the place, and Sean Bass for delivering the tickers. Next week we'll be at Coyote Ridge in, is that Louisville? Where's Coyote Ridge at?
Coyote Ridge is Carrollton, I
think. Carrollton, I always get those two mixed up. So we'll be out there from 8 to 10. Might have a real big surprise out there. I'll find out early in the week.
Are you going to tease it in a promos on Thursday?
Yes, I will. Yeah, I will. I will do that. Right now.
Stay tuned, because it will be worth your while coming out there.
I think so, if it happens, yeah. Might be the only time you'll ever get to do it.
Yep.
We mix with Ben and Skin, and they are at
Marine Max. Hey, dude.
What's up, boys?
Out of Lake Louisville?
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice. I was there last week.
Did you buy a boat?
I didn't.
Why? What happened?
I don't want the maintenance of a boat, but I love being on other people's boats.
Let me tell you something. I've got family members with boats, and that is overrated. The maintenance aspect of it is overrated. You cheated yourself, sir.
He's going to keep it up.
I almost bought a boat in the first 3 minutes I was here.
Wow.
Just the it's so cool, man, being in a showroom full of these bad boys. I don't know how you got out of here without buying one.
See, what I do is I motivate my friends to buy a boat.
That's exactly what I love. I have two really good friends with boats, and I'm happy to be on theirs. But it is great to have a boat. You know what? The other thing that's very overrated is we were out at Lake Louisville last Sunday. It's not nearly as crowded as people make it out to be.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's going on, I think, and I'm just getting introduced to this thing. We're going to talk about lake talk today. We're going to have a segment. We're going to talk to Giorgio, who's on his way out to the lake today. And
Giorgio's a lake specialist.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of misperceptions about boat life, and I have a feeling that any of the negativity comes from haters, people that have no access to get on the lake. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, you know what?
It's fun. It's tranquil. If you don't have a beach, it's the next best thing.
I also think the life aquatic has put me in the right frame of mind for boating. Now,
I agree.
I not only want to get into boating, I want to get into marine life as well, Ben.
I do, too. By the way, great. You guys seen that, the life aquatic?
Mm-mm.
No, but I want to.
That's good stuff.
You guys have only seen, like, Tin Cup and Happy Gilmore. Those are the only two movies you watch.
Right.
You watch them over and over and over.
So I have a question. I've done something the past 2 days that's probably incredibly stupid, but for some reason, I'm continuing the behavior. And that is
touching a hot stove?
Yeah, with my face. The problem is I had to use a spare tire for one of my four. I had a slow leak in one of them, and the tread was about to run out. So I have a full spare.
Are you talking about on your boat trailer?
No, on my car. So I have four tires, but no spare. And I've done this for 2 days. And I'm usually the cautious type when it comes to that. I was trying to have a fail-safe backup or whatever. But I've never had a blowout. Never.
Are you tempting fate here? Challenging God whether or not he can give you a blowout?
I think I am. I mean, I got AAA. I got a cell phone. I mean, what do I need?
Right.
But, I mean, I need to get four new slippers anyway for the car. But I just haven't got around to it. And I just don't want to buy an extra tire for the heck of it, knowing I'm not going to need it in a couple weeks.
Dude, come on out. Let me and Ben fix you up with some tires. We're going to be selling some tires out here today, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really? You going to put them on for me?
How about fishing equipment? You got fishing equipment, too?
Is that like some sort of euphemism for something? You're talking about a tackle, and what are you going for?
I'm just
there,
wondering,
Craig?
What else people can go out there for? You got boats, you got tires.
What you got? They also, I noticed, now I can't see it from where I'm at because you got to realize the showroom is massive.
Mm-hmm.
And really the first thing you walk in and you see the big shiny pretty boats and you can't really think about much else. But I did notice in the other room they got, you know, like boogie boards and other type of, recreational lake activity gear. So, I mean, I can kind of see it from where I'm at, but you got to realize, man, we are in a massive shiny place.
They have flashlights out here too.
Oh, wow, they got flashlights.
You know what?
Thank you, Grego, who's checking in from the ISBN line.
I am not a lake person. I never have been. And so this is my first time in a boat showroom. And I'm kind of amazed. I mean, you could buy a boat for as little as $16,000 and, like, finance it over a million years. It's
How big is a 16-foot boat? Does it require...
Did I say 16 foot? I don't know.
No, 16,000.
I zoned out.
I don't. How big is a 16-foot boat?
No. How big is a 16,000-foot boat?
Oh. Huh.
Or $16,000 boat.
Okay. Well,
Why can't I talk to that? What the hell happened to me?
What weighs more? A pound of feathers or a pound of rock?
Exactly.
I'll just tell you. He's had trouble. He's been on vacation, so he's just gonna have trouble talking all day.
Anyways, you can buy a boat for $16,000 or you can buy one for, we saw one for like $130,000 and you can go even higher, but you can finance these bad boys for such a long period at such a large note that it's very affordable.
Hold on, Ben, I'm on a fact-finding mission, Ben.
Yeah, fucking love.
We saw a $16,000 boat that I might buy today just out of principle.
Can you finance a boat for 30 years?
Well, I did
you can
see.
Finance, no, how much
hey,
longer?
That's 17 and a half feet. The 16,000 one.
You can finance a boat for 20 years, though.
But I did see a boat in the showroom they had. It was for $55,000. They said finance it for as low as $350 a month.
Dude, we saw one that had $126 a month.
Yeah.
How about that? That's nothing.
That includes the trailer. I know, man. I'm telling you, I had no idea that it was this affordable. I might just buy a little one and put it in my pool.
You know what I'm intrigued about? I'm intrigued about the life of, like, Quincy.
Quincy!
We're living on a boat.
Well, you,
Quincy MD.
If you go out to Lake Louisville, people have their boat slips,
mm-hmm.
and there are people who almost live out on their boat slips.
Right.
That's where they spend all their recreational time.
I'm saying live on a boat. It's a big thing in California because it's cheaper than buying a house, obviously.
I got to say this. It didn't work out too well for Bison Dealey, former Detroit
Citizen. No, hey, whatever happened to his brother?
I don't know. I thought he committed suicide.
Did he really?
Yeah, welcome to Depressing Talk.
What happened to him after that?
He went to heaven where all the dogs go.
Did he go to heaven?
He did. I think he.
I don't remember ever seeing anything about the trial or anything.
By the way, Ben is lighting it up. He's got wadded up pieces of paper and he's shooting at the trash can. And the promo guy is rebounding. That's nice work, sir. Thank you for being part of the team.
By the way, I'd like to invite anyone to come out here and shoot hoops with us. It's actually.
Can I get one of those, dude?
You know, you look for a little sports competition. What's that commercial where the guys are at the office and they're trying to land the ball on the shelf?
Office Max?
Did you ever see that?
I don't know, but I'm going glass here.
You look for little sports competition, things like this in an everyday setting, and we've got the perfect trash can up here for shooting hoops, so we invite people to not only come up here and look at boats, but come shoot some hoops with us.
Excellent. What else you got going?
Ben is money. Nice job. Hey, are you guys going to come out here, right?
Maybe on the way. I got to watch a little golf.
What's happening in the world of golf? I haven't seen a paper this week.
Oh, major. Nothing big.
Why did everybody suck yesterday?
It was tough.
Is it, though? I mean, it's just golf.
You know what? It's kind of like...
It's not like shooting free throws, Rick.
But take a free throw, make the rim 20 feet high, and make it a little bit smaller.
That's what I do in my backyard.
There you go. It's the same thing.
The U.S. Open is like trying to shoot foul shots at a carnival.
Let me.
You can't make it.
By the way, Ben just made two in a row, and neither one of them hit rim. You got to understand, this opening is only about 8 inches.
What?
That could be a drop, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know in what context you would use that. Let me ask you guys. When we're done with our show, we're gonna go hang out or do whatever.
Probably not.
Go home. What are you guys doing after your show?
I go play basketball.
I usually. Stop by some store on the way home, whether it's for the aquarium, whether it's for the kids, or whatever.
South North Aquarium?
Sometimes, yeah.
Salt water?
Yeah.
Okay, what are the chances after this show that you guys end up like Bison Dealey's brother?
Here's why I'm asking you guys this. I think that the four of us, none of us have it figured out. I think all the people that are going out to a lake today, those are the people that got it figured out, man.
Do you really?
Yes. They're going to go hang out on the water, the sun. You forget all about work. You have several alcoholic beverages, and, you know, there's scantily clad women as far as the eye can see.
Except for the people driving the boat, Ben. They don't drink at all.
That's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why aren't we all doing that?
Hey, I do have a question. How was Summer Bash?
Oh, it was the best Summer Bash I have ever been to.
It actually, we just found out that last night's Summer Bash just won a Marconi. You are just like Nahara.
Yeah,
this promo guy's getting every rebound. Unfortunately, there's only a few for him because I'm making everything. But
you are money. Hey, how does he get it out? Once it goes in, do you just leave it in there?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, if he's going to have to dig through the trash for your rock. I got sidetracked.
Not following you.
We're shooting baskets up here, and we invite people to come join us and shoot a little hoop.
By the way, Summer Bash was greatness. We might discuss it a little bit, but it was one of the bestest Summer Bashes I've ever been to. There was a very nice bikini contest. I got good satisfaction out of that.
Now, wait a minute. Was it nice, like, hardline, nice?
Whoa, where
nice?
Are you going with that?
No, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, they have the disgruntled bikini chick, and then I go online the next day and see what it was, and it was nothing like they described, something?
I think, for one, you should stay away from the Internet, sir, and two, I think that... I could be wrong, but I think it was a traveling posse of girls that's all they do is put on bikinis.
Like the Hawaiian Tropic chicks?
Yeah, I think it was real similar to that. So they were used to wearing bikinis and looking good in them. So I think from that standpoint, it was right on.
And who won the obstacle course? Or the relay race?
I was backstage with the bikini girls. We were just going over some show prep, so I didn't see that part of it. Hopefully... The hard line, I believe, won that thing. Maybe when we have our lake specialist on later in the show, he can confirm or deny that.
I'm not a specialist. I'm just getting into it.
No, I'm talking about Georgia.
Oh.
But you can become a specialist by the end of the show. Yeah, high five.
Well, happy Father's Day to one and all. You too, Skin.
Hey, thanks, man.
We will both soon be fathers, by the way, for the first time.
Together? You guys are adopting?
Yeah.
No, we have the same wife, and there's going to be a little contest later to see who had the fastest swimmer, so to speak. And then we'll spin it off into a sitcom with one of the guys from BJ and the Bear. So
lovely.
Look out for that coming to NBC this fall.
Excellent, excellent. More of that next.
What? Bye, guys.
See ya.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth.
Why was he mad at you?
I think it's because I misspelled sport on the side of the bar.
How did you spell it?
With four P's.
I was just going to say we're visiting with a deep throat informant here, a supposed friend of Nate Newton.
Yeah. One time, Nate, he got very angry mad.
Oh, no.
And he made a catapult out of pot stands and launched me into a batch of whipped cream made of skunkweed.
So, what terrible punishment. Yeah.
Are
you okay? Are you okay?
After he would smoke out and get hot happy, he would sit on me and put his big, neat, floppy butt all over my head neck.
Well, what do you think's going to come of all this? Are you going to do some serious jail time, or what's going to happen?
No, I was released for turning state's witness.
Oh, wow. So that's why we have to disguise your voice, huh?
I'm disguised.
Oh, okay.
But if you want my prediction on what will happen,
yeah,
I think Nate will be cleared of all charges.
Why?
Because he is an athlete. And he has a lot of learning. And I think that after he is cleared...
Drop radio. Radio. Drop radio. Drop page radio.
And I think that after he is cleared, he will open up the store that he has always dreamed of.
What store is that?
He spoke often and frequently.
Same thing.
About opening a store in Shreveport, Louisiana to sell marijuana and Zamfir CDs. He wants to call this store Hot and Pans.
Okay.
I have to go. I
can't speak anymore. Oh, that's okay. Well, thank you for your bravery.
Thank you for the info.
Thank you for your courage. I don't know how credible it is, but thank you very much for that info there. There's a deep throat informant, and again, we don't know as his reliability, but we'll take him for what it's worth.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Hey, it's the Musers here with our buddy Tony from All Pro Foundation Repair. All right, now we hear about all these kind of foundation repair methods. Is there really only four?
There's only four. You would think there's thousands if you hear all the ads, but it's because they have gimmicks. We don't play gimmicks. We talk about sound engineering principles, safety factors, load bearing capacities. We want to prepare your house and do it right, not trick you with gimmicks and try and take your money and charge you extra.
All right, now, Tony, there are all sorts of different cracks I see just walking around my house. I'm assuming you can fix all those. Can you fix plumber's crack?
Well, if you've got plumber's crack, I recommend a belt. But if you've got cracks in your walls, I recommend foundation repair, and we can do all the methods, including the mutable.
All right, I think I've got both. So I'll call 877-MEAN-GREEN. That's the number for All Pro Foundation Repair. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today for an estimate. And if you sign up for repair at the time of estimate, you'll get a free engineer's report. That's a great deal. 877-MEAN-GREEN. Call today for All Pro Foundation Repair.
In there. If he doesn't, it's not. There are no artificial preservatives or fillers.
Tonight, on an old Nelson's Creek.
Dawson, what are you doing with all your camping gear?
I've had it, Kimberly. I'm joining the war. It's time to do something good, and it's time to stop doing things ungood.
But Dawson, won't the school football team be upset? You've been their starting quarterback for 13 years.
I've had it with high school, Kimberly. Everyone's so non-mature. Hey, can you help me load my beer cooler into my backpack?
Dawson, you can't drag a cooler around the desert while you're fighting in the war.
You're right, Kimberly. I have to settle for just hard liquor and a small bong. War is so hard, Kimberly.
Dawson, will you miss me while you're in Iraq?
Yes, Kimberly. But I hear when you're tagging the women over there, they have to wear a sheet so you can't see their ugly faces. War is awesome.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Employee pricing, $32,470, including a $5,000 rebate and a savings of nearly $10,000. Looking for pre-owned? We've got employee pricing on our pre-owned as well. And to really celebrate Father's Day, look at this new F-150 Supercab for just $159 a month. And remember, Bob Thomas Ford and McKinney has a bonus Father's Day gift from Home Depot. One of five different gifts for Dad to choose from with any Ranger or F-Series pickup purchase. Drive up North Central Expressway and celebrate Father's Day with a new or pre-owned vehicle, employee price plus bigger rebates from Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney.
With approved credit, see dealer or Star newspaper for details.
Breaking sports news now.
Third round play at the U.S. Open is going on right now at Pinehurst. Ticker brought to you by Cavenders and Digital Witness. Defending champ Retief Goosen is tied with Olin Brown and Jason Gore at 2-under atop the leaderboard. Scores are a little high this year, but Goosen likes the open course.
It's probably just a challenge for the golf course. You need to work your way around the golf course. I don't know, mentally wise, I just seem to be stronger around these type of golf courses.
Kate Ditchell and Mark Hensby are both one shot off the pace at 1-under. DJ Singh and Sergio Garcia are two back at even par. Tiger is three off the pace at 1-over. The leaders are set to tee off at 2 o'clock today. The Rangers have now won 12 of their last 13 at home after beating the Washington Nationals last night 8-1. Tonight at 7:05, Ricardo Rodriguez makes his second start of the year. He faces the Nationals' Tony Armas Jr. Washington manager Frank Robinson is appealing a one-game suspension after a verbal altercation between him and Angels skipper Mike Socha earlier this week after Robinson called out Angels reliever Brendan Donnelly for having pine tar in his glove.
No, I wouldn't say it was the wrong deal. I think it was fine and one-game suspension was excessive. That's what I thought about it.
Robinson was speaking on a ham radio. And in NFL news, free agent wideout Oz Akeem has decided not to sign with the Kansas City Chiefs after reaching an apparent agreement with a one-year deal with KC. Akeem is now showing interest in playing for the New Orleans Saints. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin filling in for the Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On the run from Johnny Law. Ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin.
Saw the whole sweaty, passionate, ugly, beautiful. And to use the back. I wanted me some of that.
Ben Dunn on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin, and we are subbing in for The Rant today. We usually do that on the last Saturday of each month.
I think I found my stroke, by the way.
But we're doing it today instead, and we invite you to listen to our sports talk radio.
Oh, there's the music.
And we are today... We are out at Marine Max in Louisville, and we're going to be here till noon, and we are in a boat showroom that is very incredible, has sparked the topic wheel on, of our show, if you will.
It has sparked a big Ben Rogers imagination, that's for damn sure. How many boats have you bought since we've been
here? I've bought two boats.
God, that is
they're
amazing.
They're both very small, and now I'm going to trade them in since they're used. I don't like them anymore for a bigger one.
Awesome.
I think there's definitely this thing going on here where as soon as you buy a boat, you want to get in a bigger, nicer one.
Uh-huh.
And that's bad for me.
And you bought two small boats in the last half hour, and now you're going to trade them in for one. Oh, drew the foul.
We are at Marine Max. We invite you to come join us. We are going to recap Summer Bash, which, of course, happened last night. Talk a little Texas Rangers baseball. Of course, bring you some radio pork. Talk about the NBA a little bit. Bring you up to date on what's going on with the labor situation. Talk about the finals. Talk about
the Mavericks.
I can't shoot a right-handed hook shot with the way my headphones
are. By the way, the best thing we have going on up here is we've got the most ideal setting for trash can hoops. We've got watered-up sheets of paper, a perfect trash can with a really small hole.
That's whoa.
I understand why you got into trouble.
I need a little bit more space here because I'm going to go over my left shoulder.
We've got a promotions guy named Eduardo who's on the boards just like Eduardo Nájera.
Yeah, dude. You should put on a Nugget jersey.
But stop by within the next 4 hours. Mention that you heard this live remote and receive 10% off all accessories at our Boating Gear Center up here. Everything you need to get in the water is here at Marine Max. Experience the Marine Max Advantage. It's the world's number one boating resource. These guys believe that the boat is the only part of the boating lifestyle. Wait, let me see this. As number one boating resource.
It sounds like you're reading copy.
We believe the boat is the only part of the boating lifestyle. Very nice. The experience begins with finding the right boat. There you go. Come join us today. Find the right boat. Check out this amazing showroom. It's beautiful. I have a feeling if you get here, you're going to buy a boat. And to immediately segue into Lake Talk, we're going to bring on one of the Ticket's very own lake experts, the great Giorgio. How you doing, Giorgio?
Hey, Ben and Skin.
Hi, George.
How's it going?
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, I noticed that every time I call you, you go like this as soon as I start talking. I promise I'll stop calling you so much, but we had to call. We had to call you for this because last night, at Summer Bash, I overheard you and Grego talking about going to the lake. And, you know, I'm starting to think that everybody who heads out to the lake on the weekend and does things has it all figured out. I'm wondering what the hell I've been doing not really knowing about that lifestyle.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a we're kind of a very small club, you know, because a lot of people just they go on the lake like maybe once a year because they have a friend who has a boat and they'll go out. I go out maybe, I don't know, 30, 40 times a year.
Wow. So you're like a mason or something.
Well, I just have always been around boats. We grew up with a boat in our family, and I give the reasons why I love it so much. I think it's a, without sounding like too much of a generic dad, but it is a great family thing.
No, that's exactly where
that's what we were talking about earlier.
I name something else that you can do every weekend, you know, together as a family if you got, you know, more than one kid.
Trash can hoops.
Outside of trash can hoops, which I think we'd get tired of maybe 10 minutes in.
Yeah, I already hate it.
But, you know, that's one reason. And I grew up in, you know, family with a boat, and I think it kind of kept our family close. And we had just, I mean, the best memories of my childhood is when we would pack up the car, and there was five of us in a Buick Electra, you know, and we'd haul our boat somewhere and stay in a cabin for a few days, and we just had a blast, and those are the best memories from my childhood. And I'm a little weird about it. I'm a little extreme. I say that, but you know, most boat owners are like this. They just love boats. They love the design of them. I spent most of last night at Summer Bash just looking out at the dock and just watching the boats, you know, float. I mean, I know that sounds weird, but that's
look at the sky, Frito.
Well, you know, my family, we're all looking for something that we can all do together too, and that's why this seems so appealing. You know, the idea of getting a lake house and getting together when everyone has kids, bringing your kids together. But what about the misperceptions that are out there about boat life? You know, everybody likes to say, "Oh, the two best days of a boat owner's life are the day they buy and the day they sell," and that's incorrect, isn't it?
No, it's not. That's BS. Those are for the people who really don't like it. You know, some people buy it thinking, "Okay, I want to get into this." And then they keep the boat in their garage all the time. You know, they probably shouldn't have been boat owners. Or maybe they just should have done a better job of, you got to make time to do it, you know.
Okay, well, let's talk about, do you have like a boat slip and, you know, out on the lake? Do you have a lake house? What do you got there?
I got all sorts of stuff without going into great detail. But, I mean, what we mainly do is just, when we started out, when we got our boat, I had it in a storage unit around here, and you know, with my schedule, it was great because in summer afternoons, weekdays, we'd go get the boat and we'd go to Grapevine or Louisville, or we have some friends who have lake houses, or, you know, go out there. And I think that's the key, too, is if you are doing the family thing, go when other people don't. You know, go week. If you work the 9-to-5 job, as soon as you get off work, go. You know, maybe knock off a little bit early. I know certainly they do that in sales.
What if you work a 5:30 to 10 shift?
Then you can go at like 10:01.
Okay, good.
The rest of the day. But, you know, and now we're to where we go on the weekends, about an hour and a half drive or so. We have we know some people who have a place, and we spend a lot of time up there. And in fact, that's where we're going today. And I would say this: if you're just getting into it, learn about the boat, take a boating safety course, because I don't think it's a misconception that some lakes are dangerous. They really are, because people get out there and they have no idea what they're doing. There's boats that are made with a lot of power and speed, and you don't have to have a license to drive one, and that's a really scary thing. And I've talked to some P1s, and we went through an incident last summer when it was really almost a tragedy.
Yeah.
On the lake. You know, I talked to some P1s and who had already started to try to lobby with the Texas legislature to get something passed where you have to get a boating license. I think that would be great, because there are people out there who have no idea what they're doing, and unfortunately people get killed sometimes. But I think if you go in off times with your family, even if you go on Saturday afternoon and you just find a cove where no one really is, it's safe. And if everyone drives, you know, safely, then everyone will have a good time on the lake. It's not for everybody. It really isn't. But, you know, I will say this: once you get into it, and if you find that it is for you, it is great. You know, there's times when we're out floating around on a Sunday afternoon, and the sun's starting to go down, and realize I gotta go to work tomorrow. You know, and then you have one of those moments. I wonder what the rest of the world is doing right now, because it's a great escape. It really is.
All right. Well, let's talk about that, and that's what I'm really focusing on, because I feel like you know, now that I've kind of been awakened to this whole world, I feel like I'm an idiot for going home and doing whatever I'm doing this weekend. What exactly will you do to kind of lay out the next 48 hours for what you and your family will do?
Well, we've already, you know, it seems like you spend all the time packing, you know, for when you go to the lake. And we've already got our drinks for the day. We're going to go get our haircuts here in a second. And then I don't know why that has fallen on this. But anyway, then we'll head off to the lake, and we'll get the boat in. And, you know, my two older boys are wakeboarders and wake surfers, and they'll do their thing, and we'll probably play some bumper tubes, and where we get two tubes going behind the boat at the same time. And I know someone's saying that's probably not very safe, but if you do it right, I think it can be safe. You know, and we'll do that until everyone's whipped, and then we'll go back in and have dinner, and then probably go back out on the lake and start the same thing over tomorrow.
Now, George, this sounds like a lot of fun. If any of the P1s want to join you, do you have an address where they can hook up with you and get in on some lake fun this weekend?
I'm sorry, we're breaking up.
By the way, why are you calling from a construction site?
Does it sound like it? That's just what our house sounds like.
Hey, let me ask you this. You know, this sale, that, just to put you on the spot, put Marine Max on the spot, since we, you know, to me, this...
That's where I got my boat, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they told us. They said, who was the sales guy?
Former SMU All-Star.
SMU great Brian Mayfield?
Great Brian Mayfield, yes. He will get you a good deal.
Now, there's 10% off all accessories and stuff out here. Is that...
Wow.
Is that, I mean, it's pretty significant for a boat owner?
Yeah. No, that's great.
And I challenge you to come take advantage of that, Georgie.
And I don't want to, you know, make it just like an infomercial for Marine Max, but they really are good people up there. And if you're thinking about... you know, if you've never bought a boat before, you're thinking about buying a bigger one or something, they got more than just Sea Rays up there right now. I'm a big fan of the Sea Ray, but they've got all sorts of different brands now at Marine Max. And they really are good. I've called Brian on a cell phone Saturday morning at like 7 o'clock, because we were headed out to the lake, and this is back when Scotty was 3 and had thrown away her key.
Oh, no.
And I don't think we had a copy of it at the time. So, I mean, that's the kind of people they are up there. They're just great. The service there is unbelievable.
What was Scotty thinking?
Commercial.
I mean, what was he thinking? Can we get him on?
Scotty. He's wandering through the house somewhere.
Well, very nice. Well, Georgie, thank you so much for jumping on with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Will you come out to the lake sometime, Ben?
Yes, I'm going to go out there and try to find you guys today. So
don't bring skin.
Oh, no.
It's kind of uncomfortable.
Today, I'm just going to hook up with you guys for the haircuts, but down the road, I'd like to come out to the lake.
All right. I'm sorry I put in that detail. That was kind of like a Barb Smith explanation.
We're going to pull out of our driveway, and
once we get to the end of that block, we've got to go left every time.
Okay, bye.
Oh, hey,
all right.
All right, see you guys later. Take care.
See ya.
All right, that was Giorgio. Skin, I'm really sucked into this thing.
I can tell, man.
You know, we've been looking for something like this for the family to get into, and I just wonder if there's, you know, if it's just, like you said, it's a small club, and maybe it's only a small group of people that know. Now, your stepdad is a big boat guy, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, you know, if it was up to him, he would never be 10 feet away from the water. And now I'm not talking about bath water. I'm talking about, you know, actual lake water. And so his deal was, as soon as the day was done on Friday, they were out on Texoma. So it's like, okay, we're going to Texoma and we'll be back, you know, basically 5 minutes before we have to go to work on Monday. And so, you know, that was, you know, they fixed up their lake slip really nice to where, you know, if they didn't want to sleep on the boat because they had, you know, one of the nicer boats that you could crash out in. I don't know boat talk. I guess that's the hole. I'm not sure. Is that right, boys? Oh, they're ignoring me. So, but then they had the lake slip all fixed up. And, you know, they had a nice bathroom and a nice kitchen and a place to sleep and all that. And so that was their, basically, their the hub of their social existence was spending time. In fact, what's the Channel 8 guy, Brian Jensen? He was like
Smithers.
Yeah, Smithers. He was like one boat slip over from them.
Really?
And I don't want to blow up his spot with all the topless girls he had out at his boat slip. But just kidding. Call me. But so that was their deal, man, and they absolutely loved it. I mean, they did it pretty much nonstop. And, you know, you're talking about, you know, the thing to do for the family. I mean, you really can't beat it. It's one of those deals where it's like, you know, I'm kind of a city slicker because I'm such a huge Billy Crystal fan.
And you're wearing a zoot suit.
And I'm wearing a zoot suit right now. But you know, most people, they spend their week, you know, grinding. They don't. They want to get away from that, and that's the thing, man. You know, Georgie was kind of talking about, you know, he had the game moment or something about, you know, looking at the boat floating. I mean, that's the deal, though. You're so far away from anything concrete. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's like, I mean, and you don't have to go that far from where you are now to get out to the lake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not some crazy big haul. And the thing is I think the people that talk about, you know, that cliche you threw out there, the boat cliche about the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it, the two, those are the posers.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are just looking to burn cash. They just assume, you know, buy an archery set. You know what I'm saying? That's just, oh, hey, let's do this. But I think the people that actually enjoy unwinding and not being all caught up in, you know, the grind, you know, they want that separation. I don't see how once you get out there you would ever want to leave.
Am I wrong to fear the lake shark?
Yeah, because they don't exist.
What?
So I think that if there was an actual lake shark, you might have an issue, but lake sharks don't exist. Now, land sharks, that's a different story.
That's been
proven over and over that there's something very scary about them.
I like to cover myself in chum and swim in a lake, so now I can
Yeah. Now, piranhas, that's a different story. Texas is known for their piranhas.
Well, you know, that's a little bit of lake talk for you and yours, myself and Mr. Skin. We are out at Marine Max today. We invite you to come join us. Now, how do you get here? You come out 35?
Yeah, I want to make sure. Okay, now, everything for me is centered from coming from the south. So if you're coming from the Dallas area and you're heading up 35.
What's that exit?
You can take West Valley Ridge. That's the exit to take.
Yeah, take Valley Ridge like you're, you know, heading out to Louisville and off 35. Just exit Valley Ridge, stay on the access road.
And it's
there's another
be,
Garden it, Ridge was that, like the exit that's closed. It's like right outside.
Don't get down with that. Take Valley Ridge. And it's at the corner of Jones Street. And really, it's the last place you'll hit up before you have to get right back onto the highway. If you're coming from Denton, you know, I can't care about you people.
It's 10:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming,
Jay Leno. Morning, Jay.
Great to talk to you guys again.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what yesterday was like.
Yeah, quite a big day for me. I had to testify in the Michael Jackson trial. I'm sure you guys saw that.
Right.
You know, the saddest one of this Michael Jackson scandal is that all this would have been avoided if he just stuck to grabbing his own crotch. But, you know, I guess they got Michael on the new California law, you know, three tykes and you're out.
So. Oh, boy. Hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, when, I don't know if you guys know this, but of course, I mean, involved in the case, I know a lot of the inside information.
Yeah.
But Michael, when Michael surrendered to police, they fingerprinted him, and afterwards police said that his fingers looked black for the first time in 15 years.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Would you like to hear Michael Jackson jokes?
Oh, yeah. Word jokes.
No, that was just me commenting.
Oh, okay.
These are jokes.
All right. Are these jokes that you told on the Tonight Show last night? Or?
Yeah, you know, these are jokes that I've been using on the air and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You guys can use them if you want to.
Okay.
How can you tell when Michael Jackson's giving a party?
How?
All the tricycles in the driveway.
Pretty good.
Why was Michael spotted at Kmart?
Why?
He had boys' pants were half off.
Oh, Jay Leno.
Come on, Jay.
That is kind of a gross one here, but, you know, what's brown and in a baby's diaper?
Hmm.
Michael Jackson's hand.
Wow.
What does Michael Jackson consider a perfect 10?
Hmm.
2 5-year-olds.
These are good ones.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
How does Michael Jackson pick his nose?
How?
From a catalog.
That's pretty good, yeah. Got the fake nose.
Fake nose, yeah.
You know, I wasn't the only celebrity that Michael Jackson contacted for this trial here.
Oh, you weren't?
No, I understand he placed a call to Boys to Men. He thought it was a delivery service, though.
Oh.
The Pope, I don't know if you guys have heard this, the Pope has actually issued a proclamation on Michael Jackson.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he says if he has any more allegations about little boys, the Pope will have no choice but to make him a priest.
Oh, all right. God. That's way offensive.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is that right, George?
Yes, I think it was.
Hey, did you hear about the duet by Michael Jackson and Elton John?
No.
It's titled "Please Let the Sun Go Down on Me."
Radio.
Let's see. Do we have Steve Nash? Are you with us, Steve?
Yeah, Craig. How are you?
Hey, good morning, and congratulations on your MVP award and an incredible playoff run.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
And also joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner of the Mavericks, Mark Cuban. Morning, Mark.
My name is it.
How are you?
Okay. Did better.
Yeah, I figured you'd be pretty down after the game on Friday night.
Yeah, but you know what? We won.
Well, no, actually.
Yes, we did. The hearts and minds of Maverick fans. Oh, God, I'm fired up. You can't tell me that all the Maverick fans leaving the AAC weren't fired up. They still think they are number one. They are MFFL.
They are MFFL.
MFFL, yes.
Mavs fans for life.
Something you'll never understand, Steve. Oh, God, this guy's delusional, Craig.
The Ticket Drop Page Radio. The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Unbelievable. Look, you know, we won, and he can't get over it.
I can get over it. I can get over losing you.
Whatever.
It's not as if you lit us up for 30 every night or something.
Yeah, I think he averaged 40 in the last three games. He was unstoppable.
Well, we didn't guard him. We didn't think we had to guard him.
So, was that your plan, not to even guard me?
Yeah, we thought you'd fail making outside shots just like you did when you were here with us in the playoffs.
Okay. Whatever. Hey, listen, I'd rather have a title and an MVP than a mop top and shark teeth.
Well, you're not an MVP.
Yes, I am.
Yeah,
you're the MVP?
Yeah, he won it.
Yeah.
Dirk didn't get it?
No.
That's a crock. Either Dirk or Finn should have got MVP.
Finn?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, he's not really MVP material.
So glad to be out of there. Oh, my God, I'm glad to be out of there.
Well, you look like you're having fun in Phoenix. I mean, you guys play a fun
radio.
I'm Mike Corey, General Manager of Curtis & Nissan, where we don't use phony ads to get you in the door. So the price you see is the price you pay. this month only at Curtis and Nissan. If you're a Texas resident, get an extra $1,000 off an 05 Nissan Texas Titan. Plus, this month only, get a new Nissan Altima 2.5F for just $17,995. Come see why we're the number one customer satisfaction Nissan dealer in North Texas. Curtis and Nissan, North Central, at Campbell, in Richardson.
Yes, you can.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The Rangers welcomed the Nationals to Arlington with an 8-1 drubbing last night. Ticker brought to you by Grey Goose Vodka and Sonic Drive-In. The Rangers picked up Kenny Rogers' ninth straight win tonight. Ricardo Rodriguez will start on the hill. He's looking to improve to 2-0 and only his second start. And despite last night's big win, first baseman Mark Teixeira knows they have some work to do this weekend.
Yeah, it's a very good team. They're a first-place team and one of the best divisions of baseball. So, you know, we're not taking them for granted at all. They came in here and, yeah, we got this one, but we got two more ahead of us.
Game 2 of 3 gets underway at 7:05 tonight. You can see the game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. The College World Series is up and running this weekend in Omaha. Last night, Florida topped Tennessee 6-4 in game 1 of that series. In the late game, Nebraska rallied to beat Arizona State 5-3. Later today, Oregon and Tulane begin their 3-game series. And tonight at 6, it's a Big 12 showdown as Texas faces off against Baylor in game 1 of that series. And the Spurs and Pistons have yet to play a close game as their NBA final series is all knotted up at 2 games apiece. Detroit dominated in Game 3, but Spurs head coach Greg Popovich is bummed his team didn't show up for Game 4.
It's disappointing, you know, to play 2 games the same way and not learn from Game 3 and not be able to take care of some of that. And that's probably the most disappointing part.
Game 5 at the SBC Center in San Antonio tips off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Ticket Ticker service of Barbecues Galore. Barbecues Galore is your Father's Day gift headquarters. Surprise Dad with a new barbecue or tool set. There's no greater selection in town, or pick up a Father's Day gift card today. Barbecues Galore, call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant, Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Check out Future Rangers as Rhymes and the Hammer call the action of the Texas League AA All-Star Game this Tuesday night beginning at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, it is 10:36 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin out at Marine Max, where we have both bought extremely large boats out here in Louisville. Now, last night we were at Sneaky Pete's for Summer Bash, and the P1 WAC will return to the scene of the crime. This is Monday. They will be there from 8 to 11 out of Sneaky Pete's. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and Rough Rider tickets. Ticket Chicks Markea and Serrata will be there. It is service industry night, so get tore up and drag home a waitress. And come on out and play volleyball with the P1 WAC Monday night out at Sneaky Pete's. Now, coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll get into all manner of things regarding the NBA. The finals are going on. There's labor strife. And, you know, we might even talk a little Mavericks. We can't get on down the trail without at least touch them a little bit. Coming up a little bit later, we're also going to get into the Forbes celebrity list, which is always good fun. And we might even try and connect the dots between Paul Friedo and Tom Cruise. We haven't decided yet. But right now, Ben, I think we need to do some Ranger talk.
Yeah, the Rangers win last night. They beat Washington 8-1. Again, Kenny Rogers out on the hill doing a great job. Now 9-2. His ERA is 1.98.
And he got it back below 2 last night.
Extremely, extremely impressive long balls last night from Mitch and Blaylock. Just an impressive overall win. Anytime you roll Kenny out there these days, you got a great chance to win that game. But the Rangers are in a little bit of turmoil right now, and I'm wondering what the hell is going on. Now, I don't trust Tom Hicks, and every column I write in the sports page, I take a shot at Tom Hicks because it's ridiculous to be in a top 7 media market and have a bottom 7 payroll in baseball.
And he's sick of that, by the way.
It's absolutely unacceptable. But now I'm starting to wonder about Buck Showalter.
Man, hey, there's storms brewing there.
Is he losing control of the team? Because when you read the quotes from guys, it's like they sound like they're not really with him. Now, you look at the Dree situation. And by the way, the Rangers dropped Eustachio yesterday as well. So
They've now lost 40% of their starting rotation, their opening day rotation. They've lost now in the last week.
Well, the good thing about it, though, Ben, is now everyone in their starting rotation is above 500 or they're 0-0. So things are going really well there. I think it's going to improve.
I mean, the Drees thing, he had been sucking for a long time. There's
right.
no doubt about that. But he was their opening day starter. You know, we know it's been talked about a lot at the station. But then he goes out in his first game against the Angels and has a two-hit shutout over eight innings.
Yeah.
And when you listen to the comments from the Rangers that watched that game in the clubhouse, I think it was Evan Grant who wrote the article about it, man, they were not happy.
Several used the word confusing.
And like, Minch wouldn't even comment.
Yeah, Minch wouldn't comment. And then, you know, when it went down, Kenny Rogers went into Buck's office and they had the closed-door meeting. And Kenny Rogers, who had the great game last night, listen to this. What do you make of this? This is in today's paper. Says, I try not to get caught up in all the other off-field stuff. There's too much of that stuff around, and if you get caught up in it, you aren't going to do your job. Now, the article is written saying that he was referring to his role as a calming influence on the club. But I don't see how those dots connect there. Now, it seems to me that, okay, the history of Buck is that he likes to win without stars, and he likes to win with these grinder guys. And, you know, he wants this kind of utopian society where everyone's equal and all going to play. But aren't the young guys who, you know, we're talking about Michael Young, Teixeira, Blaylock, aren't those guys becoming stars in a sense? So the question I have is, do they fit into, you know, this vision of what Buck has? And if those are the guys that are openly questioning the Ryan Dries move, and, you know, I mean, hey, we all know in baseball, you know, he's pitching again. It was Anaheim who's seen Dries several times. But, you know, they were talking about the pitching coach. Hey, he just made a few adjustments, and it was easy to see what his mechanic problems were. There was talk about Oral Hershiser didn't want to see Dries go, and Dries even said in his comment in the paper, well, if you talk to Oral, I was headed in the right direction. But it all kind of leads to this kind of bigger picture to me is, okay, the history of Buck is that he gets these young grinders to a certain point, and then someone else has to come in. Are the Rangers, or are there young stars at that point where they're not going to be responsive anymore?
Well, you wonder. You know, Showalter's got his quirks, like you mentioned, and then you've got Tom Hicks, the owner, hamstringing the organization, refusing to let them spend any money. So they're in a bad overall situation, yet
here they have game and a half out.
Yeah, they're game and a half out. They've got this young talent, this nucleus of talent for the future that's extremely exciting, And that's the reason why I still love the Rangers, even though I don't think I'm on board with Showalter, and I know I'm not on board with Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so on board with these players, man. They got a lot of players who play with a lot of heart and have a lot of talent, man. And that's why I still like watching them. But these players are even, if you read between the lines, these players are even starting to question what's going on, the direction of the team. Last year, they didn't make any additions, you know, at the All-Star break. I'm wondering if they're going to do it again this year. And not only are they not making additions, they're making subtractions. And it just, you know, the overall chemistry of the team, the Rangers had won 9 straight games. You know, then they run into, you know, then around the time that Dries goes, then they start tanking, going downhill. There's no way that doesn't, a move like that doesn't disrupt the team.
And see, to me, the interpretation of that message is that, because you hear Hicks say, well, they don't spend the money in the offseason. And then you hear Hicks say, well, we're not going to trade because we don't want to trade any of our young guys. You know what I'm saying? So what does that say about how the combined management of Showalter, Hicks, and Hart views the team that they have? If you're a player, don't you kind of perceive that as they don't think we're prime time? We look up at the standings. We're a game and a half against out behind a disappointing Anaheim team. Do they not have the confidence to go for it? Do they not have the confidence in us? Is that a way that a young, good player might perceive this situation? And is that what they're talking about when they say it's confusing? Not only is it an elimination of a guy that they depended on and count on, and guys that obviously there's guys on that team that still had confidence in, but do they also look at that as, they don't have confidence in us as a core team either.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something that has to be considered.
Yeah, I agree. And it's so disappointing right now to be a Rangers fan, to know about the direction and what they're doing. And I almost wonder if they're just going to continually roll out new rookies for this rotation and they're not going to do anything. Well, let's look at the long-term picture. You know, it seems like Kenny Rogers could not be more upset. First of all, they didn't give him the extra year in the offseason. Somehow it leaks out that maybe he said he was going to retire, but they didn't give it to him.
Right.
He was very upset. He's still only talking to one media member, I think. And
I think it's Evan.
He's really upset.
What if he was talking to Devin, the dude? That'd be weird.
And then, you got that.
I'm trying to get your wheels off with a Houston rap coming. I apologize.
What was I saying?
I'm sorry.
So he's upset about that situation, Kenny Rogers. Then they get rid of his one of his best friends on the team, Andrees. He storms into Showalter's office when it happens. I mean, Kenny Rogers is not happy.
No.
And then you hear comments like he makes today, I don't think he's going to be here next year. Yeah. So then you have to realistically look at this. If Kenny Rogers is not going to be back here, this is the last year of his deal, he's got trade value. You might have to just say, okay, look, if this isn't the year and we're not going to go out and bring in reinforcements to help this team, you might have to start looking at trading your commodities.
Right.
You might have to look at trading Kenny Rogers to a team that will give up a lot for him just to be in a pennant race if they think they're one starter away. It's a guy's ERA is below two.
So then
look at Soriano. You talk about Soriano. You don't know if he's going to be really a part of this. He could be leading the majors in home runs at the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
That's another guy. So I just don't have a good handle on the direction of this team, and I don't trust them at all.
Right. Okay, so then what do Blaylock and Young and those guys think if they turn around and move Rogers after just flat out cutting Drees?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. I don't think they care.
You're talking about management.
Rangers management does not care. They didn't ask Kenny Rogers what he thought if they cut his. I don't think they care at all. I think they're looking. I can only assume because they're not very media friendly. You don't really know exactly what the hell they're doing.
Well, they wear sunglasses and hide in caves.
By the way, did you see Tom Hicks and his that Dodge thing where they say that what you do in your life when you're watching the Ranger game? And they just ask him a few questions. He's wearing sunglasses indoors in this?
Yeah, he's rocking the John Hart thing now.
What the hell is he doing? He's wearing the mirrored sunglasses like the black guy in Top Gun? I just don't understand that, man. It's a weird situation because I'm growing to dislike the Rangers so much, but I still love the players.
Yeah, you love the players. You're just unhappy with the overall picture of what's happening upstairs.
And what about Teixeira, who's on his way to being one of the best players in the game?
Mm-hmm.
Scott Boras is his agent.
Yeah.
There's already talk about, maybe Teixeira, we're not going to be able to get a deal worked out. And then John Mayberry, first baseman, is their number one pick. Yeah, we're going to move him to the outfield, but
is that just a smokescreen?
I mean, what is going on?
They've eliminated everything Boras out of the organization for the most part except for Teixeira.
Yeah.
Now, the good thing about this, and you can do this with kids, is that they have Young and Blaylock and Teixeira signed for a couple more seasons, which is good. You know, and we all agree that that's kind of the core. So if they do have this overall view of, we're going to continue to tweak all this overall stuff, at least those guys, they ain't going anywhere because they're locked in. But I think the speculation that eventually Teixeira has gone all the way around just because he's a Boras client, I mean, I don't think that that's like invalid talk.
Yeah.
Man, that has to be considered.
Man, I don't know what's going on with the Rangers. Let's find out what the P1 thing. Let's go to Bill. You're on Vintage Skin on the Ticket.
Hey, you guys, I agree completely with what you're saying about those young players. You're absolutely right. We're very lucky to have Teixeira and those guys with us for the time that we have.
That call didn't really go the direction. I think he had more, but he got cut off.
No, I think that's all he had.
Oh, is that really it?
Yeah.
Maybe he just saw Marine Max out of the corner of his eye, slammed down the phone, and now he's exiting and coming over to shoot trash can hoops and buy
a boat. He's exiting?
No, exiting.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. No, he's having an exodus.
Scan, I've been a Ranger fan my whole life. I'm a homer.
Well, you told me you're out in the 2002 season.
But this is such a strange time, man. I mean, here they are, a game and a half back, seven games over .500. They've got statistically two of the best starting pitchers in all of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that we're not talking about, what are they going to add? What are we going to do? The Rangers management is coming out talking about, we're going to add free agents, or we're going to add salary, or we're going to go make deals if the people are coming out and filling out the seats.
Right.
Filling up the seats. We should not be hearing business comments. My point is, I don't care costs on staples are. I don't care if you're paying your receptionist too much. I don't care if there's enough notebook paper in the supply closet. That's all your business stuff. All I care about is the team. All I care about is wins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't include me in whether or not the people are coming out to fill up the seats in Arlington. You shouldn't have put the damn park in Arlington to begin with. You know, most of the Metroplex, most of the disposable income in the Metroplex is up north.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Dallas and North Dallas mm-hmm. and Frisco and Allen and McKinney and things like that. And you're putting a ballpark hoping that all these people are going to come out on weeknights when they have families and drive an hour and a half to get to the game.
Right.
So people aren't going to fill up the ballpark unless you win. And it's like a chicken before the egg thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like we're not gonna come out and watch the games until you win. Well, we're not gonna win until you come out and watch the games.
Mm-hmm.
God.
By the way, what is your email address for Arlington residents?
It's just hey, where are the Arlington residents? How come they're not stepping up and how come they're not filling up that ballpark?
Well, like you pointed out, only 15 of them have disposable income. That was a bad idea.
All right. You think it was a good idea to put it out there?
No. I you know, me personally, I love the idea of the ballpark downtown. I mean, if it was up to me, everything would be downtown Dallas. But it's not up to me because I'm Skin.
Well, you're listening to Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, filling in for The Rant today. And we are out at Marine Max in Louisville. We invite you to come join us. Mandy and Prashe are out here. They're shooting baskets now.
They got good strokes.
Eduardo is all over the glass. You could come out here and save on all boat accessories 10% today if you mentioned that you heard this right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And
you look like you're having fun in Phoenix. I mean, you guys play a fun style. You're into the conference finals. You seem to be enjoying life.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was great. You know, it was a little bit of sweet justice beating the Mavericks after they traded me away like so much garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Or didn't sign me, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a lot of incentive to come in the AAC and win.
Well, it's nice if you get a trophy for winning the Western Conference semifinals. I mean, big deal. We've done that before.
No, but I mean, we're gonna battle hard against the Spurs. It's gonna be tough.
Hey, you may have won the MVP, but you've never had a successful reality show.
Yeah, and neither have you.
I guess you've never heard of the Benefactor.
Yeah, and apparently no one else in America did either. You see, Craig, why I'm glad I'm not there?
Yeah, I guess I kind of do.
I mean, do you see the way that jackass acts on the baseline? It's unbelievable. You know, I know what that MFFL stands for on the shirt because that's what he's going to be for life.
Oh,
hey, watch it, dude. Hey, that MVP trophy didn't help you much against the Spurs, did it?
Well, you know, they're a tough team. And, you know, we've seen the team in the playoffs before. You know, Duncan's a scary player. He's great.
He's better than you. I dance better than you.
We've got to play our best. And
I have more Maverick jerseys than you do.
You know, they're good.
I still get to warm up with the Mavericks.
Look, can I talk basketball without this jackass interrupting me?
We still have a better locker room than you do in Phoenix.
Who cares about that stuff? What matters is winning.
Hey, you're not so hot. I noticed you're starting to go bald.
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah, but my comb over's better.
The Ticket drop page radio.
Yeah, but my comb over's better.
You
guys,
you need to settle down. It's just, you know, I thought we buried the hatchet 2 months ago when we had you on. Can't you just?
I'm not going to rest until I buried his back.
Whoa. Hey, listen, I'm over it. You know, it's this guy. I try to come on here and talk basketball, and it's kind of hard with this gay billionaire pestering me the whole
time. Okay, yeah, you want to talk some basketball? How about this basketball boy? 86% of all calls were wrong. Wrong.
Well, I don't know that
you all of them were wrong. Yes, they were. 86%. Look at the tape. You looked at the tape, Junior?
Well,
you studied every tape.
I haven't gone back.
You've done your homework, have you?
Well, I haven't had time to look at the tape.
Okay.
I'd much rather win a title than be sitting in some cramped editing bay reviewing calls all the time.
Well, it's hard enough to beat teams. It's another thing to beat the officials, too.
All right. It didn't come down to the officials, Mark.
Yes, it did. Dirk needs a foul call.
Well,
please.
Dirk has two.
Look at Eric.
Of new ads because of new product lines we've put on. And we're like...
Yeah, but my comb over's better.
You
guys, you need to settle down. It's just, you know, I thought we buried the hatchet 2 months ago when we had John. Can't you just...
I'm not going to rest until I buried his back.
Oh.
Hey, listen, I'm over it. You know, it's this guy. I try to come on here and talk basketball, and it's kind of hard with this gay billionaire pestering me the whole
time. Okay, okay, yeah, you want to talk some basketball? How about this basketball boy? 86% of all calls were wrong. Wrong.
Well, I don't know that
all of them were wrong.
That.
Yes, they were. 86%. Look at the tape. You looked at the tape, Junior?
Well,
you studied every tape.
I haven't gone back.
Done your homework, have you?
Well, I haven't had time to look at the tape.
Okay. I'd much rather win a title than be sitting in some cramped editing bay reviewing calls all the time.
Well, it's hard enough to beat teams. It's another thing to have to beat the officials, too.
All right. It didn't come down to the officials, Mark.
Yes, it did. Dirk needs a foul call.
Well,
please.
Dirk has two.
Go get Eric.
The GM Employee Discount 2. Over 2,000 vehicles are tagged with the GM Employee Discount. 400 Tahoes, 300 Suburbans, 600 Silverados. Everyone is marked well below invoice. For instance, your GM Employee Discount and $3,000 rebate saves you $10,105 on a new 05 Tahoe. That's it. You pay what we pay. It's as simple as that. Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Or shop online at ClassicChevyTexas.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
When we say sports, you say now.
The Rangers took game one last night in their first ever meeting with the Nationals 8-1. Tonight, Texas tries to make it 13 of their last 14 at home as Ricardo Rodriguez makes his second start of the year. First pitch is set for 7:05. You can see the game on Fox Sports Net Southwest. NBA labor talks went on last night for more than 11 hours between the league officials, players, union reps, and owners, and all sides were reporting significant progress as a lockout could take place if a new collective bargaining agreement is not reached by the end of the month. Both sides will have small meetings over the weekend. Full negotiations will resume on Tuesday. Tomorrow night, the Spurs and Pistons play Game 5 of the NBA Finals in Detroit. That series is tied up at 2 games apiece. And now, a U.S. Open update brought to you by the Sewell Family of Dealerships and Grey Goose Vodka.
From Pinehurst Golf Resort, Westwood One presents this special report on the 105th U.S. Open Championship. Hi, this is Bob Hoppe. Third round action underway. The leaders, Olin Brown, Retief Goosen, and Jason Gore, to come later on today. The last group of Goosen and Brown will tee off at 3 p.m. Eastern time. How about BJ Singh? 35 putts in his second round, 70. He stands at even par. He tees off at 2:30, and he knows the USGA likes to protect even par.
Yeah, I mean, even part of the tournament, you know, it's not going to get any easier on the weekend. I don't know if they're going to keep watching the greens, but I think they're going to cut that down in half as well. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a great position right now, and, you know, if I can go out there and figure out the pace of the greens, you know, we'll see what happens.
BJ's ball striking has been outstanding. If he can get a few putts to fall, maybe, just maybe, he could walk out of Pinehurst number 2 on Sunday with his first U.S. Open. This is Westwood One's coverage of the U.S. Open.
I don't think I can stand looking at another house.
Maybe this will be better than the others.
Wait a minute. Haven't we seen this one before?
It does look familiar.
Yeah, and small. It looks very small.
Oh, too small for us.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Lori?
Mom, when are we going to have dinner?
Finding the right home shouldn't have you running in circles. An experienced REMAX agent can help you find the perfect home. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Rose Bynum, a scientist at GlaxoSmithKline, on a company with bigger responsibilities.
I believe we have to do more than just develop drugs. We have to try to help people who need them get them. I couldn't work for a company that didn't believe the same thing. I've been at GSK 17 years. Believe me, we're here to help everyone.
To learn about our access programs, call 1-888-825-5249. GlaxoSmithKline.
Radio 1310 The Ticket wonders why a dog gets mad when you blow in his face, but as soon as you put him in a car, he sticks his head out the window. What's up with that?
It is almost 11 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Skin out here at Marine Max in Louisville, where Ben is purchasing boats left and right. He's now had to buy a new house to store all of his boats before he buys his lake house. So things are going really well here. We want you to come on out. 10% off everything. You just swing by here on your way to the lake and just hook yourself up. Now, coming up a little bit later in the hour, we're going to get into NBA talk. The finals are going. They're knotted up at 2, but I don't know that it's that good of a series, buddy. I've been cheated. Maybe we'll also talk about these labor issues that seem to be getting better. I know America loves NBA labor talk. But right now, we have a very, very special guest joining us on the phone, a man who is extremely difficult to get on this station. We try to get him on the station numerous times, but it's hard to do. But we have done it. Paul Frito, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Paul Frito. How you doing?
Just great, boys. How are y'all doing?
Good. You coming out to buy a boat?
I was going to, but I checked my bank account, and I'm going to have to wait till next summer.
Well, it's really not that much. You'd be surprised.
Only $166 a month, Frito.
Well, you know, I can't get the credit, though. You know, I can't get the loan.
No, I was looking at your credit online today, and you actually are not that bad.
Hey, can our buddy Meat hook him up on his credit deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you in touch with our boy Meat. He'll get your credit all squared away.
He'll give me no new Social Security number?
Yeah, you know Meat, Charlotte Hatchell's brother.
Oh, is that him?
That's right,
yeah, dude.
Berkner's own.
Hey, dump that. Don't use last name.
Oh, okay, dump that.
What, we can't say Frito?
Yeah, you can say Frito. That's fine.
Oh, okay, because it's not like
saying
Friedman.
I don't know if I'd want him on your show, though.
If we were saying Friedman instead of Frito, we would have to dump it, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Now, Frito, why do you think that more Frito equals less ratings?
Because you don't want Frito on your show. That's just fine. You need to be talking NBA labor talk.
Do you want to do that
the whole show?
Do you want to do that with us?
I do have something to bring to the show real quick.
Whoa!
Because knowing that you guys were out of Marine Max, I was watching Bassmasters on ESPN this morning.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of the Asian carp?
Man, you had one of those in your tank, right?
No, I did not. I'm not sure what that is.
Seriously, I figured Ben Rogers would know what the Asian carp is. The Asian carp is a fish that flies.
Nice. That is so prehistoric, yet Star Wars at the same time. Please tell us more.
They eat about 50% of their weight in plankton every day. So they grow to be about 80 to 100 pounds, some of them, okay? And they literally jump out of the water. And they show the video of this on Bass Center, which is like Sports Center, I guess, for bass fishermen.
Right.
And this video was amazing. These fish were jumping 5-6 feet out of the water, and they attacked one lady. I jumped out of the water. She was on a jet ski.
Was it an Asian lady?
No, it wasn't an Asian lady. And the fish, if you look at their eyes, they're wide open, too. They're not.
Oh, whoa. Where are you going with that?
So anyway, but this is it's a serious problem because they're afraid the fish were brought into America to eat the plankton out of catfish farms, okay?
Wait a minute. So, like, they were secretly brought into the country?
They weren't secretly smuggled or anything. They're brought in to serve a purpose, right?
Oh, okay, good.
Well, with floods and all sorts of other things, the fish got out of control. And these fish have, like, when they lay eggs or do whatever they do, they have, like, 2 million eggs. And they reproduce like rabbits. And the fish are taking over.
They reproduce with rabbits?
That's right. They're taking over the upper part of the Mississippi River, and they have spent $9 million to come up with an electric fence for these fish.
Wait, you're either the most observant TV watcher ever, or you were taking notes.
This is an amazing. You'll hear it on the Norm Hitzke show because we're going to get a guest on. Okay, but they pay $9 million for an electric fence to keep the fish out of the Great Lakes because they're afraid if the fish gets to the Great Lakes, there's no telling how big they'll get.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm confused. There's an electric fence in the water.
They put an electric fence in a pathway to Lake Michigan.
Wait, these Asian carp, they can fly?
Well, they jump out of the water.
And they get to jump over the fence.
How big do they get?
Well, I told you, they get to be about 80 pounds in the river.
Oh, my God.
If they're afraid if they get to Lake Michigan, they'll turn into monsters.
Wow. So are you...
It's a serious problem, guys.
Are you speculating that the Asian carp will soon be the dominant species on the planet?
Yes, that could happen.
I've got a question. Is there a black guy on Bass Center with a crazy eye?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
Hey, you did bring something to the show. This is very interesting. Now, you've been known to have some maybe homophobic tendencies.
You're all overstated.
When you're fishing...
Good stick, though.
Do you care if you're handling a male or female fish?
No, I don't care.
How would you...
Because I can't tell.
How would you feel if you went fishing with Greg Popovich and he patted your left leg with his right hand the whole time that you guys were fishing?
That's just fine.
Doesn't bother you because you can't tell, but what if you're holding a male fish and I say, oh, wow, you're holding a male fish, would it then be uncomfortable?
Yes, it would be.
Would you stroke its dorsal fin?
Yes, I would do that because I'm not homophobic. Okay.
All right. So let's see what I mean. What is going on in your world today? What I mean, how are you spending the time after Summer Bash? I mean, what's been going on in your life?
Well, I've been researching the Asian carp for most of the morning. And I'm sitting here in my media closet petting my female dog. My wife is cleaning the rest of the house.
That's what she needs to be doing. You make sure she does that.
She does a great job.
Hey, so Asian carp talk is at 10:50 on Monday?
At some point this week, we will have an Asian carp expert on.
Will Norm try and get an Asian carp on the phone in another country with bad cell reception and just keep going to it and going to it and going to it?
That's exactly what he'll want.
Are these Asian carps, and by the way, why do you need an expert? You appear to be the most notorious expert in the world.
Why don't they just put you on a cell phone in a different country?
Trust me, by the time I tell Norm about this, Norm will be the complete expert on the Asian carp.
Are they dangerous? Are they shark-like?
They're not shark-like to humans other than being able to jump out of the water and knock you off a jet ski, but they are taking over the waterway. They're killing all the regular wildlife.
Listen, we're trying to sell boats today, Frito. We're not trying to scare the public of getting in Lake Louisville because of these Asian carp.
You don't have to worry about that in Lake Louisville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you're saying they're right now, they're just in the Mississippi, right?
Yeah, and they're migrating up north.
Now, I call it the mighty Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about when I say that?
That's right, big river.
How has that affected, there's a lot of gambling boats on the mighty Mississippi. How has that affected gambling, and how does that ostensibly affect Norm?
I have not gotten into that yet.
Is it a tasty fish?
I don't know. Find out Wednesday at 10:50 on the Norm Hitchcock Show.
So you're saying...
That's on the ticket, right?
That's right.
Okay. So you're saying by Wednesday at 10:50 you will have tasted the Asian carp.
That's right, yes. Okay, now I have a question for you guys. Why are we wasting this segment?
You're one of the best segments we've ever done.
How is it wasting it if you're producing Norm's show and you're making it a segment on Norm's show?
Yeah, but here's the deal, okay? You didn't know I was going to bring the Asian carp to this. What did y'all want from me?
No, that's the point. Every time we talk to you, Frito, you have gold, whether it be the Asian carp or something else that
or
we would call gold.
Maybe a European carp you brought to the show one time. That was a good show.
See, but you know, at 10:50 on Wednesday, Norm, since you're so politically correct, it'll be the Oriental carp.
No, that's politically incorrect, dude. Hey, did you have a good time at Summer Bash?
Had a great time at Summer Bash.
Did you drag anything home?
No, just myself.
What did you make of that bikini contest?
Didn't see it.
Why not?
Because I was handling some stuff with sales.
Ah, yes. You can always find Frito working. I mean, he never takes time out to look at fake material. He's always working.
Okay, so... So, Frito, we wanted to try to... What's this Tom Cruise thing we have here?
Well, Frito, as you know, you're the foremost authority on conspiracies here at The Ticket. I give you credit as the guy that realized that the Elizabeth Smart kidnapping was a fake, and now she's a harp celebrity. Well, there's a big conspiracy going on in the Church of Scientology. Have you been following this, Frito?
A little bit, but not enough to comment, but go ahead.
Are you weirded out by the whole Tom Cruise shenanigans? Have you seen this at all?
Yes, but I'm weirded out about most things Hollywood.
But did Tom Cruise weird you out before all this became public?
Absolutely. Days of Thunder really freaked me out.
Now, did you sense the homosexual overtones in Top Gun about those guys wanting to ride each other's tail anytime and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely, no doubt I sense that.
Right, okay. So basically, we wanted to have you on because you are a conspiracy theorist, and there's conspiracy theories abound about Tom Cruise, but every time I say three words in my ear, they're yelling break. So I don't know that we're going to be able to tie you into Tom Cruise. I mean, we wanted to connect the dots, but we may have to do that at 11:10 on Norm's show on Wednesday.
Okay, well, I'll play that. We'll get you guys on.
Okay, good job, Frito. Thanks for jumping on, man. Good stuff with the Asian car.
Thanks, guys.
We'll call you back at 11:50.
Okay, you do that.
Okay, thanks, Frito. That was Mark Friedman, producer of the Norm Hitchcock Show, and the assistant program director.
I'll say that. I'm not scared. He's the assistant program director. What's up?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you were in his face a little bit, man.
I was. Fired. It's 11:05 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are out at Marine Max in Louisville.
Come buy a boat.
We invite you to come join us out here. Eduardo is on the glass like you wouldn't believe.
Got
boats are reasonably priced. There are good times to be had for all. So come join us. We're off 35, and what's the exit they need to take again?
Well, I would take Valley Ridge, but that's just me.
Valley Ridge exit. Now, coming up next, America's favorite Ben and Skin segment, Radio Pork. We will get into a Forbes list, and we will talk about why anyone needs to own a pit bull next on The Ticket.
KTCK.
Huh?
Well, Tiger, what happened to you this weekend? We expected to see you playing on Saturday and Sunday, and you missed the cut?
Oh, guys, I got to tell you, I feel so relieved.
Why?
Because I finally quit golf.
You quit?
Yep.
You got the U.S. Open coming up
well,
here.
Well, I always said, you know, as soon as I miss a cut, I'm going to quit golf, and so now I finally did. And I'm so relieved because now I can do what I've always wanted to do.
What?
Start a snow cone stand.
Oh, gosh.
It's called Cold as Ice. And I've already had it open for a couple days.
Is it out on your curb?
Yeah. It's out in front of my house.
Well, you
so far, all the other multimillionaires haven't been needing snow cones for some reason.
Amazing. Well, it seems like you could do that and play golf. I wouldn't see how that would keep you from playing on the tour.
No, I'm done with golf. Apparently, I'm no good at it.
That's not true.
Draft Page Radio.
No, I'm done with golf. Apparently, I'm no good at it.
That's not true at all.
You can't even make a cut anymore.
Well, you missed one in your last 143 starts.
I tell you what, I'd rather miss the cut and beat Tiger Woods and beat Ted Purdy and win.
Why is that?
Who's Ted Purdy? Even his own family's never heard of him.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
Just had one as much as you had, that's all.
Well, I'm not playing golf anymore. Even if I was, I wouldn't play that Colonial.
Why? Well, yeah, we noticed you're not playing there again.
Because I went through the rolls, and they didn't even have one combination as a member.
Well, I think you can say that about any club.
Yeah, good point, because I remember one time I went through the world's phone book and only found one combination. Woods/Eldridge. Plus, I think the course at Colonial sucks.
Oh, no, come on. It's an old classic course. You can't say that about that.
Radio. Top Page Radio.
You two fellas are young, aren't you?
Relatively, okay. I guess, yeah.
Yeah? Well, I was born in 19 and aughts 20. And all my years, even when I was shooting the heads off of dead Germans.
In the big war. You're a veteran.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
Well, I wasn't exactly in the military, but I've killed my share of Germans. You don't worry about that. But even when I was killing people and motorcycle gangs and all the things that I've been involved in, I have never experienced as much excitement as I did last night.
Yeah, nothing like that NBA playoff action, is there, Jeff?
Oh, Lord.
The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Ever notice that when you try to quit smoking, you can gain a little weight, or that some people trying to lose weight will take up smoking? It's like trading one vice for another. Introducing AN-10-1 Laser Therapy, a pleasant, painless, non-invasive way to drop those extra pounds or to help you quit smoking. AN-10-1 uses a cold, soft laser to help your body produce endorphins, to help reduce cravings, and keep you from feeling hungry or craving nicotine. Instead, you'll feel relaxed and soothed. Ann Penman's three-step program has an incredible success rate, so whenever you're advice, give them a call and see results. Call now to schedule a free consultation, 972-818-QUIT, 972-818-QUIT. Lose 2 to 3 pounds a week or stop smoking without the mental anguish. Call Ann Penman Laser Therapy in Plano today, 972-818-QUIT, 972-818-QUIT.
Every make and model of used car in
chocolate.
Oh, macaroni and cheese.
I just want a Coke, just one.
Ever wonder why everything that's so bad for you tastes so good? When it comes to losing weight, it seems like we all have our own vices. Those foods you just can't get away from. Your mind tells you to eat one way, but your body longs for the fat and high calories.
You'd love to lose weight, but it's just so hard. Introducing Antendrum Laser Therapy, a pleasant, painless, non-invasive way to drop those extra pounds. Antendrum uses a cold, soft laser to help your body produce endorphins, to help reduce cravings, and keep you from feeling hungry. Instead, you'll feel relaxed and soothed. Yes, while dieting. Combining the laser therapy with nutritional guidance, support, and motivation, Ann Penman will help you succeed and lose weight. Call now to schedule a free consultation. 972-818-QUIT. 972-818-QUIT. Lose 2 to 3 pounds a week without the mental anguish. Call Ann Penman Laser Therapy today. 972-818-QUIT.
I know, I signed you up for Singular with Rollover.
Really?
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Oh, thanks, son. I guess there's time now for my The Key to Success in Life is Doing Your Own Laundry speech. Remember, it's pre-treat, soak, then scrub.
Oh, boy.
Come in now and get the ultra-thin Motorola Razr V3 camera phone for the new low price of $199.99. No rebates required. Stop by or visit Singular.com today. Singular, raising the bar.
Some restrictions apply. Anytime that it's rollover for 1 year, 2 year service agreement required. See store for details.
Ticket Sports News Now. Ticket Ticker.
Tiger Woods is 3 shots off the pace and 1 over heading into the third round today at the U.S. Open. Ticker brought to you by Kevinders and Hooters. Tiger shot a 70 and a 71 through 2 days in Pinehurst, and he likes his chances.
Very happy, because you know that in the end, Over Park just might win the tournament.
The leaders are tied at 2-under, including defending champ Retief Goosen, Olin Brown, and Jason Gore, and they're set to tee off today at 2 o'clock. Tonight at the Pimple, the Rangers and Nationals play game 2 of their weekend series. The Nationals start right-hander Tony Armas Jr., who's only allowed 3 runs over his last 17 innings. Texas counters with the 1-0 Ricardo Rodriguez. He makes his second start of the year. Texas is 7 games over 500 at 36-29 and a game and a half back of the Angels in the American League West. And the Florida Marlins have placed starter Josh Beckett on the 15-day disabled list due to a blister on his middle finger. This marks the 8th time he's landed on the DL since entering the league in 2002. Beckett is 7-5 on the year with a 3.35 ERA. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for the Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
We don't feed at the network trough. Live from the mothership on Maple, or maybe in and around town somewhere. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, 11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin, subbing in for the Rant today, and we are out at Marine Max. We invite you to join us. We are out in Louisville, 1490 North Simmons, and they've got great deals going on all day out here. Let's see, get in the water in a Sea Ray 180 Sport for only $165 a month.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's based on 15% down and 144 months financing at 7 APR with approved credit. That's impressive, man, and that's the thing I've been impressed about up here the most is these boats are way more affordable than I initially thought they were. Skin, coming up next, we're going to get into a little bit of NBA labor talk, and we'll talk about the finals a little bit. We'll talk about the Dallas Mavericks and their offseason quest to somehow improve that roster. But right now, we're going to have a little bit of radio port.
Mm, good.
Everyone loves America's favorite Ben and Skin radio segment called America's Radio Port.
They like it until that description of it. Now they hate it.
They hate it now, but they'll like it better when we get into it.
Awesome.
Skin, first of all, I'd like to talk about pit bulls. Now, by the end of this show, pit bull owners in Arlington will hate me because I'll be their least favorite ticket host. Nice work there. Basically, I question why anyone needs to own a pit bull.
Uh-huh.
You heard the story in San Francisco about the pit bull that mauled and killed the boy. I was reading today where authorities think they have collected enough evidence supporting an account that one of the pit bulls that mauled the 12-year-old boy to death had bitten him earlier that day. So the pit bull bites the kid earlier in the day, but no worries. The mom says, oh, you just got bit. It's all right, honey. Don't worry about it. You're going to be fine.
Is that an Arlington resident that
said
that?
Listen to what happened. When that mom, she left, okay, what she did was she told the newspaper that she on Saturday, she left, and she went to run some errands, and she shut the kid in the basement with snacks and propped a shovel against the door. If your pit bull bites your son or daughter, you shouldn't leave the house and prop a shovel against the door to keep the kid safe from the pit bull.
Was the pit bull in the basement with snacks, or was the kid in the basement with snacks? Or was the kid a snack for the pit bull?
What I don't understand is, I'm sure pit bulls get a bad rap. I know they do. But in any situation, if there's a dog that's going to turn on you and could potentially eat you and end your life, there's no point in having it around kids.
They look like sweet puppies in all the DMX videos I've seen.
I mean, there's no reason for it. I mean, it's like having an alligator. Hey, man, we got a pet alligator in there. Watch your fingers.
Hey, don't worry about it. Alligators are sweet unless you train them to fight.
Hey, man, y'all want to go to the ballpark tonight? Nah, let's look at these alligators. Let's have an alligator fight. I mean, why do you need pit bulls? It's like having a small bear.
I'm not a good person to ask, Ben, because I have cats. That makes me soft like Twinkie filling. But I don't know. I mean, I know people that say, you know, pit bulls can be good dogs. It's just, you know,
they can be good when they're not killing people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I prefer cats and cocker spaniels that urinate every time someone walks in the room. So what do you want from me? I probably wouldn't have a pit bull under any circumstance unless I was going to lock it in my basement with snacks.
With a shovel.
With a shovel. I mean, that's the only... I can't believe that situation didn't work out well for that lady.
Honey, just wrap your arm up in some paper towel. That'll stop the bleeding. I got to run out and get some DMX videos. You just hang out right here. I'm going to prop the shovel against the door, sweetie.
Mommy, I like your Quintel Woods jersey.
I'll be right back. Okay, well, let's move on to happier news. We touched on this earlier. We touched on this earlier when we had our segment, Touching Fall Frito. And that was the Church of Scientology. And
how did he name it that?
I don't know. It was so weird. That's the strangest memo I've ever gotten from Dan Bennett. But the thing Tom Cruise has always been kind of an odd dude, you know. But what I've been seeing lately with the deal with Katie Holmes and the promotion of his movie and this new kind of more open attitude. What shot was that? This new open attitude he's had about the Church of Scientology. Is I think in real life, you know, you saw Magnolia, right?
Yes.
And everyone talking about what a great performance that was?
Yeah.
I don't think so, because I think he was being himself. I saw a thing last night when I got home from Summer Bash, and I had to work off all that aggression. I was flipping around the channels.
Yeah.
And A Current Affair was on, which, by the way, is hosted by Tim Green. So odd.
Oh, who is that?
Former football. He was doing Madden imitations. Color commentary for, I think it was Fox that was on.
I didn't know who that was.
That's who that is.
He is so terrible.
That's the same Tim Green. And he's really, really bad, and he's awkward. And really, all those shows are bad. I mean, it's so confusing. Like, they can't decide if they're kind of a cop show or if they're a celebrity program. So, like, last night they go,
coming up next, confusing news about Tom Cruise and Scientology. And then after that, a guy crashes into a police car. We've got tape.
I mean, it's a really weird show.
Yeah. And one time I was watching that show, and he was like, and on a serious note, I just want to let you know that I have a daughter, so this story means a lot to me. Okay, now, coming up next.
Yeah,
like,
he's really...
That's so bad.
It's really uncomfortable programming, but I stuck with it because I have been following this Tom Cruise thing for about a week now. It first piqued my interest when the wife and I were flipping around one night. We saw Tom Cruise on Jay Leno. Now, I didn't see the Oprah deal where he jumped up on the couch, but I read about it, and that was a big deal.
Wait, that's controversial in itself, because every guy that I've heard talk about it is like, oh, my God, something's really wrong with Tom Cruise. He's totally lost it. And every girl that I talked to about it was like, oh, it was so sweet. I loved it.
Okay, well,
it showed that he meant it.
Well, that just goes to prove that old girls have a chance to end up in the Church of Scientology at one point.
Right. I've always said that.
I'll get to that in a minute. But it was all so scripted and so uncomfortable, and it really was a performance as opposed to... I mean, I know a lot of the promo racket when people are out hawking their movies or whatever end up like that, and it's scripted, but you can always tell who's a comfortable conversationalist and who is working exclusively off of the script that their PR person has gone with. Ben's making underhand scoop shots now. But now I found out last night, Tom Cruise's PR person is his sister, who is also heavy into the Church of Scientology. So the Scientology stuff is coming out more and more. Now, the nice block shot, sir, that works at Marine Max. Now, the thing that I've seen now is that if you watch Tom Cruise on a show one night and then see Katie Holmes on another show the next night, which I did on back-to-back nights with Leno and Letterman, you will see that her and Tom Cruise are working off the same exact script to the point where they'll say the same things and they'll jump on the couch at the same time. Now, I saw another deal where she was talking, the reporter asked her about, oh, how in love are you and Tom? 5 seconds into her answer, she started promoting the War of the Worlds, which she isn't even in. I mean, it's gotten so strange. And now, let me read you this. This is actually in the paper today, but this is a little bit of a story about how before he got Katie Holmes on board, he started going through the list of all the hot young Hollywood actresses to see who he could drag into the Church of Scientology. First, he went after Scarlett Johansson, who is so voluptuous and so young and so enjoys to be on camera. She was going to be in Mission Impossible 3, which I don't know if you heard, it was kind of put on hiatus. One of the reasons I think it's put on hiatus is because he insisted on her meeting with him at this Scientology place where he talked for like 4 hours to her, and then at the end of it, took her into the room where all these Church of Scientology people were waiting to dine with her. I mean, it was the full-on, full-court press. She had barely even met him yet. And then she was like, dude, I'm out. So then supposedly he then went to Jessica Alba, then Kate Bosworth, then Lindsay Lohan, and then finally settled in on Katie Holmes when she took the bait. And now, like 2 months later, he's got a rock on her finger. Now, the other big Hollywood guy who's a Church of Scientology guy is John Travolta. Now, the similarity here is that Katie Holmes said, hey, I grew up with a poster of Tom Cruise on my wall, as did Kelly Preston, who is now married to John Travolta.
So the wall posters are implanted
by the Scientologists when they see a hot young girl who they think has a chance to be a Hollywood starlet.
Wow.
These tentacles are far-reaching, and they are very dangerous, Ben.
Why are you wearing those tentacles?
I don't want to get into that right now. I just want to stick to the script, if you catch my drift. Okay, we usually don't take a call during Radio Pork, but since this guy is named after a famous Kool and the Gang song, we'll go to NT. You're on the Ben and Skin Show. That was a secret tone implanted by the Church of Scientology. They just play that tone and immediately dumb.
Church of Scientology? It's just that we don't believe in religion. We think it's all scientists.
Let me just make up, since I don't know fully what it is. I have read things where once you get into it, what happens is it's kind of veiled in secrecy. Like, they use all this kind of pseudo-spiritual talk. Quit trying to Scientologize us. They do all this kind of pseudo-spiritual talk, and then they start giving, the reason they get into Hollywood is because of all the money. And the more money you donate, the higher, it's almost like a secret society, the higher levels that you're able to get exposed to. And then supposedly when you get to the very top, they say you worship some alien or something. Huh. And that's why, Tom Cruise got into this war of words, haha, that's a Rockney, with Brooke Shields, and she started talking about Tom should just stick to saving the universe from aliens. She wasn't specific.
She's still alive?
Yeah, she's alive, and
wow.
She still has a unibrow.
Is she on an island?
No, but she wasn't referring necessarily to War of the Worlds. She was referring to the Church of Scientology. Now, John Travolta sunk all this money to make this Battlestar Earth movie, which I didn't see because he had fake makeup on in it. But it looked like kind of a merciless, mean Klingon in it, and so I just couldn't get interested in it. But apparently, that's all some metaphor for the Church of Scientology. So they get these dumb, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, Tom Cruise and John Travolta are charismatic, but they're overwhelmingly stupid. I mean, they just strike you as really dumb people. They get dumb rich. I mean, he's Vinnie Barbarino. You know what I'm saying? There's not some high level of thought going on here. He can get out there and dance a little bit, and they're, oh, look at John. He dances so well. But apart from that, he's a dumb guy. He's a dumb guy from, the Italian hood or whatever. So they get these dumb people in with all this loot, and they get them, donating the money, and then once you get sucked in, you're completely brainwashed. I mean, that's why they started going through. I mean, I think one of the reasons why his past, romances didn't work out or whatever is they get to a certain point, and these girls are like, I don't want to do this Church Scientology thing. This is a cult. I don't want to be in a cult. I just want to be famous, make money, and bang hot people. So that's what he's doing, man. And Travolta did the same thing, and you see it's worked out well for him. So if you're young and you're hot and you're dumb, be on the lookout for the Church of Scientology, because it's coming after you, and I can prove it. And I just did in that last segment.
Wow. Very impressive alien religious talk.
Thank
by you, Skin.
Thank you very much.
That.
Shout out to the Asian carp, by the way.
Yes. It is 11:28 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin subbing in for The Rant. We are out at Marine Max. Coming up next, we're going to do what we do best, perhaps, and that's talk a little bit of NBA basketball. Coming up next on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, salutes real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Here's to you, Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
Mr. P1 Ticket Listener.
You could have a lot.
Just one won't matter. Just one. You know, you gotta have it.
The cravings when you try to quit smoking are relentless. Sure, you know smoking is bad for you. You know, it costs way too much. But you also know how hard it is to quit. Why can't there just be an easier way? Something that helps keep those cravings under control. Introducing Ann Penman Laser Therapy. Comfortable, painless, and relaxing. Not really words you ever associated with quitting. Call 972-818-QUIT now. Using a cold, soft laser beam on different parts of the body, Ann Penman Laser Therapy helps boost your body's natural endorphins, helping to reduce your cravings. You'll feel soothed instead of stressed, making it easier for you to quit. Ann Penman's three-step program has an incredible success rate. Laser therapy to help with withdrawal symptoms, counseling, and a 24-hour helpline for when cravings strike unexpectedly. Call Ann Penman Laser Therapy now for your free nicotine addiction test. 972-818-QUIT. 972-818-QUIT.
Join us for the Stryker Golf Open. It's June 24th, 1 p.m. at Sugar Tree on the Brazos, a gorgeous golf course in the Hill Country, 45 minutes outside of Fort Worth and about 10 minutes from Weatherford. Call 214-520-4317 to register for $50 or sign up your foursome for $200. Every golfer on the first place team wins a three-night all-inclusive trip for two to Moon Palace in Riviera Maya, Mexico, courtesy of Apple Vacations, America's favorite vacation company. Call 214-520-4317 for more info. That's 214-520-4317. You'll get a golf shirt, dinner, and compete for great prizes, including Jack Nicklaus drivers. If you own a business, buy a foursome and give it away to your best employees or clients. The Stryker Open. Call 214-520-4317 for more info. That's 214-520-4317. Call now. 214-520-4317. The Stryker Golf Open.
The biggest ideas to come out of Dallas are the Calatrava Bridges, beautiful arcs of white that will reach impossibly high.
School of the Performing and Visual Arts. You know, it's been the training ground for three multiple Grammy Award-winning
artists have made the entrance to Chief Allen a wave of graffiti, a colorful icon that lures thousands of upscale shoppers a year to Neiman Market, the fashion center
court where Dallas has shown some real depth this year thanks to the solid
marble that sculptor Jesus Morales carved into a
thick and juicy five-star steak at the largest five-day auto show in the nation with over 700 vehicles on display.
The grandeur, grace, and design so that these new bridges will really show how big we think in
Dallas. A city built on big ideas that makes a big impression on those who come to see our swagger, on those dreaming up the next big thing. Let our nightlife draw the big idea out of you. With hundreds of live music acts and more restaurants per capita than New York, there's always another way to live large and think big. Log on to visitdallas.com for details.
Well, what did you see down there at the American Airlines Center from your station as an usher?
Well, the big story was there was a Hollywood movie actor.
Right.
Was there, George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in some of these picture shows that the kids go and see.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I hate to disappoint all the women out there, but I saw George Clooney with another man in his dressing room.
You did not.
Huh. Yes, I did.
Well, maybe that was just the Tommy Armour that he was there.
Oh, I recognized the man, too. I looked over at the full-length mirror and saw me having sex with him.
You you recognized yourself with George Clooney?
Yeah, yeah, I sure did.
No, you didn't.
Message radio. The Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Stay on top of things with...
Yeah, I like pulling the funny on people.
Right.
Yes.
So
So he was down there. What else?
He was down there. I saw other famous people. I saw Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly was there.
Not the singer, but
the old coach.
The old coach. That's right. He was in rare form last night. Of course, his ass looks like a cattle. Caked up and dirty with old food.
Oh, gross.
He blew funny once and knocked Jeff Van Gundy's playbook out of his pocket. And my days of employment almost came to an end last night.
Well, what happened, Jesse?
Well, thank you for asking me. You boys are always so concerned about me.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, I got in trouble last night.
Top tier gasoline. And the first gasoline qualified to meet it was Chevron with Techron. As is, without the slightest change in formulation. Now, in case you're thinking that being designated top tier is a cinch, you should know that some so-called premium brands, as well as all the bargain brands beneath them, still don't qualify. So next time somebody tells you that all gasoline is the same, refer them to the nearest Chevron station. And while you're at it, remind them that the Utah state fruit is, in fact, the cherry. Chevron.
Breaking sports news now.
The Rangers have decided to let go another starter. This time it's Pedro Astacio. Ticker brought to you by Sonic Drive-Ins and 1-800-THE-DOGS if you're filing for divorce. The right-hander is 2-8 on the season. He has an ERA over 6, and yesterday he was designated for assignment. The club will try to trade Pedro. If they can't, they'll release him and eat his $950,000 remaining on this year's deal. Lefty C.J. Wilson has been called up from the minors and will start Sunday against Washington. Yesterday, manager Buck Showalter talked with Norm about his new starter.
He's a guy that's very obviously confident, aggressive. I think he's a smart young man who doesn't give the opposition too much credit, so to speak. He's not a guy that's in awe of the situation.
Tonight at 7:05, Ricardo Rodriguez faces the Nats. Tony Armas Jr. You can see the game. Game 2 of 3 this weekend at the ballpark. You can see it on Fox Sports Net Southwest. Game 5 of the NBA Finals gets underway tomorrow night in Detroit. The Spurs and Pistons are tied up at 2 games apiece. And the Rice Owls did not make the College World Series this year, but their head coach Wayne Graham isn't going anywhere as the school extended his contract, keeping him at Rice for 6 more years. Graham led Rice to the 2003 national title. Ticket Ticker is service of Barbecues Galore. Barbecues Galore is your Father's Day gift headquarters. Surprise Dad with a new barbecue or tool set. There's no greater selection in town, or pick up a Father's Day gift card. Barbecues Galore. Call 1-800-GRILL-UP. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for the Rant Saturdays, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Rhino and Greg will prove that baseball is a talking sport when they broadcast the Texas League All-Star Game live this Tuesday at 7 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, that's so true, radio talking liner man, because the hard line is going to be at the Texas League All-Star Game. That is going to be on Tuesday, which is, I believe, how it's pronounced, Tuesday. That's the hard line. It's going to be at Dr. Pepper 7-Up Ballpark at 7300 Rough Riders Trail at 121 in Gaylord in Frisco. Been a big fan of the Gaylord. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, and that is the night that the Texas League All-Star Game is so on like Donkey Kong. Grego and Rhymes are going to be doing play-by-play. And
sweet.
I'm a huge fan of their work. I will be tuned in for that. I'll probably actually go to the game and wear headphones and listen to it, much like my friend BL. But go see them on Tuesday. That's going to be the hard line at the Texas League All-Star Game. Good times indeed. There's a lot of basketball stuff to talk about, so we can go any direction you want to go here. We've got labor stuff. We've got final stuff. I think we can tie the final stuff into the Mavericks. Where do you want to start with this, Benny boy?
Well, first of all, let me just say that I'm not watching the finals.
That's, I think, a good place to start if we want to go there. I don't think you're alone.
The reason I'm not watching it is, I'm a straight homer. I like my teams. I like the Cowboys, the Mavericks, and the Rangers, and that's really my focus. I don't really care what's going on. In fact, when they're done, I don't really even care because I'm so bitter that they're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Because really it makes all your home sports tattoos look so passe when they're out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you're alone. I mean, I think most people, you know, dig their hometown team, and that's what they're going to get into. And that's why the league's always clamor to have the major media markets. Like, there's nothing better for the NBA than a Knicks-Lakers final. The only problem with that is the Knicks are so bad. We have a moment of silence for the New York Knicks, please. Thank you. But if you look at the ratings for this series, and this is in the paper today. This is Barry Horn. The column is called Hot Air, which is kind of appropriate. The Spurs and the Pistons are on pace to be the second lowest rated NBA final of all time. Would have been helpful to see what the lowest is there, but that's okay. I didn't really need perspective. Now, if you look at the top-rated cities to support you, Ben Rogers, San Antonio and Detroit, which I think stands to reason, does it not, that would be the two highest-rated cities for the finals. And then you have Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Houston in line right after that.
Really?
Yeah. Now, in Austin, that makes sense because you got all the college kids, you know, that go from San Antonio and they end up in Austin and then they stay there because they think they can hang on to their youth for longer if they live in Austin and just congest that infrastructure, which can't support all those people. So that makes sense. But then I guess, you know, Texans want to support Texans, I suppose. So then you go to these other cities and the ratings are high, but they're not high. I guess they're just higher than other cities because this finals has been really low rated. Now, the question comes about, besides the homer aspect of it that you were talking about, is this series good to watch?
It's a grinder series. It's two grinded-out style teams.
Well, it is that, but the problem is that these games haven't reflected that. The average margin of victory is 15, so you had two Spurs blowouts, then you had two Piston blowouts, and that's hard to get interested in. Yes, it's a 2-2 series, and wow, that's great. Three games ago, tied up at two, but the teams aren't playing that well. They're taking turns playing bad. And that does not make for compelling television. I was going into the thing, you know, and I'll watch any basketball. I'll watch the stupid and-one stuff. I love it so much. But I was thinking, man, this is going to be a dynamite series. These two teams are the two best defensive teams. They've won the last two championships, which is always good when a team is there that's been there before because they know how to do it. This is a great representation of what a good classic series should be, and it has been anything but that. I've watched every second of it, but I find my mind wandering. You know, it's hard to stay focused on a game when a team is up 20, and even when a team does make a little run, they never get it. They never get it close. It's hard to support this. Now, I do think that there's a chance that these last three games could be good. I can't anticipate the Spurs playing bad for three straight games, and the Pistons are certainly in a situation where they need to win this game. They don't want to go back to San Antonio having to win two elimination games on the road. But it's just hard to get. It's hard to get excited when you think, man, if the series is going to go like it's gone, that's not compelling television.
Yeah, all I care about right now is the Mavericks offseason in terms of my basketball brain.
That's why I got a good story.
I want to know if there's going to be a strike. I want to know if they're going to go after Jason Kidd or if they're going to try to find an athletic backup center.
Okay, let's talk about all the things. But first, let's talk about what you've confided to me as the most important thing, and that's whether or not Matt Pinto will be back doing TV next year. It is reported in the Los Angeles Times that Mavericks TV voice Matt Pinto is a finalist for the Laker radio play-by-play job.
Right.
Now, I didn't hear bad radio yesterday. It was the one day I've ever gone by that I didn't listen to him. But apparently they were kicking around some rumor that Followell's in line to get the TV job, and that's why Pinto's sniffing around the Laker radio gig.
Huh.
That's sort of fascinating. Let me ask you this. And you know this because you know things. Is the Laker radio job more prestigious than the Maverick TV job?
I wouldn't think so. I would think that any TV job is more prestigious than the radio job.
See, that's what I think.
In terms of color and play-by-play.
Yeah, the wild card factor is that Chick Hearn, the legendary Laker guy, did it for so many years. But
the rate, I mean, just in terms of the ratings and the prices that you can get for the advertising.
And money that the guy's going to command, right?
I would say that of a sporting event, the television broadcast versus the radio broadcast would be a huge difference because people are either at the game or watching on TV. Right. Unless it's on the ticket, then everyone listens to it on the radio.
Right. Now, that's a good point. So that's a story to follow. The other thing, of course, then the labor issues. And I really haven't tuned into it a whole lot because I really didn't think it would get to a point where it mattered. I mean, even if they have a lockout in July, it kind of sucks for free agents and it kind of sucks for your young guys who you want to get on the summer league stuff. But they had another meeting yesterday, and apparently there are only three issues remaining that could cause any sort of concern, and they're making headway on this. Now, these issues are, one thing that's been talked about quite a bit is the age limit. And the weird thing about the union trying to fight for an age limit is their job is to protect the players that are already in the league, is it not? Why do they care when the kids come sooner or later? Because all that does is give more job opportunities to the older guys on the back end. Seems like the union would be protecting their interests anyway. But, you know, you've heard different reports, one report being that if it's a, the league originally wanted a 20-year limit, now it's going to end up being a 19-year limit. The other thing is the length of contracts being a real sticking point. Now, we've seen that here with Sean Bradley's guy, even though he's not making that much money, he's under contract till when, 2025? How long is he?
2026.
Yeah, he's got at least 20 years left on that deal. And did you realize, I don't know if you knew this, the Mavericks, Tariq Abdul-Wahed is still on their team. Now,
yeah.
I think he's got 17 years left on his deal as well. And that's kind of like why the owners are like, dudes, can we not get these contracts short? And if they're going to be guaranteed contracts, can we not get this more manageable? But supposedly, they had a big meeting and things went really well. Then they're going to have some small meetings, get back together on Tuesday, which is the day of the draft. The draft is a week after that. But I don't even think we're going to make it to July 1st and have a lockout. I mean, these things are going to fall into place.
You think this is all going to get worked out?
I think it's going to get worked out before July 1st, actually.
It just seems like with hockey being, in the same situation, it seems like any other sport that would be ignorant enough to have a lockout or a strike or anything like that while another sport, you're seeing how it's destroying another sport,
yeah,
which would be absolutely ridiculous.
See, the thing about it, too, though, is that the situations in hockey and basketball are drastically different. I mean, you're talking about tweaking on a system where hockey, they were trying to reinvent their system. So, I'm just saying
what it means to the fans. To the fans, I agree.
No, I agree. And that's why I think, there's a casual attitude of, hey, if we have a lockout July 1st while it sucks for the offseason, they're never going to get to a point with the basketball where they're missing any games. Just, wow, two in a row, Ben, you're on fire. Just for the simple fact that, they had that in the 99-2000 season. They had a 50-game season, and they saw the repercussions of that, and they're not going to get to that point again. So as a Maverick fan, you're disappointed that Devin Harris is not getting good summer league minutes if it gets to that, or that none of their draft picks that they have this year are going to pretend to play in a fake summer league. But again, I don't even think it's going to get to that. I think when July 1st comes around, it's going to be free agents and all that stuff, because I don't think if they do get to a lockout, it'll be for such a short time. So it's not going to hurt your basketball stuff.
So, we're going to be on, when is it? When are we on?
We're on the last week of June.
We're on the next week?
Right. Every show is on vacation that week, so we're on from 6 in the morning till it comes on.
We're subbing in for Bad Radio, not next week, but the following weekend. Jason Terry is going to jump on with us.
Nice.
So we'll talk to him about that, about everything then. But do you think that the Mavericks, obviously they've come out and they said, hey, Jason Terry is our guy, Devin Harris is our backup. They're saying all the right things, obviously. Mm-hmm. What they're really thinking and what they're really going to do is entirely a different matter. Do you think in your skin brain that the Mavericks are comfortable with Jet as their starting point guard? Or do you think there's any possibility that if there was some way to put together a Terry and Bradley and Stackhouse or any sort of a deal for Jason Kidd, they'd consider it?
I don't think they would consider Jason Kidd just because he's got the contract. The contract is too massive. I still think they believe that Devin Harris is going to be a good point guard. I think they're biding their time until he can become that guy.
But aren't you wasting valuable years with Dirk and waiting for them to get better?
Jason Terry is a really talented basketball player. I think it's a matter of molding him into being what they want him to be. And then there's also got to be concessions to where you move towards what he does well so that you highlight what he does well. I don't think they want to make any drastic, financially hampering decisions to try and get a quick fix now when they think Devin Harris can be a stud. Because I think Devin Harris is going to be a stud. And they're not, look at how wheels off this year was, and they got to the second round of the playoffs. Now, they didn't play the way we wanted them to play. They were disappointing in that sense. But if you're in your retooling year, you can get as far as they got and be disappointed because you didn't play as well as you could have played. That's not a bad situation to be in. I still think they look at it. Look, they got nothing out of Marquise this year. If what we saw out of Marquise is the reality of Marquise, then that's a terrible, awful, brutal signing. But I don't think anybody kind of thinks that that's a disastrous signing yet. I think they chalk it up to man, this was a bad year for us. Things did not go the way we want. We still ended up in the second round of the playoffs. We still love the makeup of our team.
But, you know, do you believe that you have to have a superstar to win it? You have to have at least one guy that's something...
I think you have to have superstar talent to win it. If you look at, for example, if
you think Dirk is superstar talent?
I think he's superstar talent.
Really?
Yeah.
The way he played in the playoffs?
Yeah, I do. I don't think he's the one guy that, you know, can win a championship by himself. But I think, you know, that's a bad way to try and go anyways. You do have to have a go-to guy, a guy that you can, nice glass. You do have to have a guy that you can count on to make it when it happens. Whether or not Dirk is that guy, I don't know. I do think he's superstar talent. If you look at Detroit, you know, what is their superstar talent? I think Rasheed is a superstar talent, but it's never just the Rasheed Wallace show, everyone get out of the way. He has superstar talent that works within a team context. You know, if they defend and they rebound and they have the talent that they have, it's a good position to be in.
Well, we'll continue to track that story. Of course, every time we're on the air, we'll be talking Dallas Mavericks basketball. I might start tuning in to the finals now that it's, you know, it's a shorter series.
That's good. Just go with the three. I'm sorry if it's a blowout tomorrow night. I apologize for the NBA if it is a blowout.
If it's a blowout, it'll be a lot like, you know, getting a Tyson fight or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Except you just won't pay $45 for it.
All right. It's 11:47 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are out at Marine Max. We are wrapping things up. Coming up next, we will discuss a funny news story. I can't even believe that these things are in the same title together, but I'm just going to leave you with a preview of the story. Sex offender.
Well, I got in trouble last night. I looked down by the baseline and thought, oh, Lord, one of the special ed kids has gotten loose and made it down here to the baseline.
Okay.
And I went and I grabbed the young man and I was trying to take him back up to those seats in the rafters where we put all the mongoloids, and it was around that time, halfway up there, when I finally paid attention to what the kid was saying, and he was saying that, let me go, I'm Mark Cuban.
Oh, my God.
Sure enough was.
You would not
mistake. I'm sorry, Mr. Cuban, your haircut and face made me think you were retarded.
Oh, my God, Jesse. So, you almost lost your job.
Almost lost it on that one. Yeah, sure did.
The Ticket's top page review.
And I always hate it when the Rockets are in town.
You do?
That damn Tommy Yao always spills rice all over the locker room.
Oh, no, come on.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but he has to eat 17 pounds of rice every day just to stay as Chinese as he is.
Didn't know that.
So every time they head to the locker room, they have to hook up his food bag up over his ears, and he just stands there chomping with that bag. That bag around his mouth.
That is the most made-up story I've ever heard.
He can eat like a human.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but a lot of playoff excitement, which was good for me because I robbed about 20 bitches of their purses.
Oh,
and
my
Jesse,
gosh.
I have a death sentence in 12 systems.
You're supposed to be, you're supposed to be working security.
I know. I don't rob people.
No.
Unless they look like they deserve it. Radio.
Hi, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. You know, after a few years of talking with our customers about our website, we discovered that a lot of people want the same thing. You want it better, you want it easier, and you want it faster. Done. A better website is waiting for you at FreemanToyota.com. It's easier. Simple. Easy to follow instructions let you build your own Toyota. You can figure your own payments. You can apply for credit and be approved for the vehicle that you want. It's faster. At FreemanToyota.com, you can get a price quote, appraise your own trade, or even order parts online in just minutes. It's just better. You're empowered to make your own decisions in the privacy of your home or office. If you never want to step foot into the dealership, we'll deliver your new Toyota to your door. At FreemanToyota.com, we're open 24/7 for you with better, easier, and faster internet shopping. We're listening and we're responding. We're moving forward for you. Online, waiting for you at FreemanToyota.com.
Manager or something?
A deep throat, good morning.
Yes.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have been on the force of the police
another year.
Okay, good. You'll be a good source of information then.
But the worst 2 years were under the tyrannical and slightly effeminate rule of Travail Balkan.
Effeminate? Gosh. Never noticed that.
Everything he said to me was so moonstrong, it made me cry sad.
Oh, well, that's awful.
Well, like, what did he do?
When he became the chief of police, his first order of business was to punch me in the face with a bull penis.
What?
Drop Radio. We love to tinker with things. Now I love to tinker with different flavors and textures.
But we're on the same page, you know, and it's the page that my grandparents were on, his parents.
Let's have fun. Let's cook. Let's eat. Let's drink some wine.
At Carrabba's, there's crispy calamari and tender chicken marsala on the menu. The laughter and good times are on the house.
I haven't told him this in a long time, but I do love him.
Wait a minute, I'm getting choked up. Johnny said he loves me.
It's hard raising an uncle. It really is.
A Carrabba's Italian Grill is not your typical Italian.
Celebrate Father's Day at Carrabba's. We open at 11 a.m. on Father's Day.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
The College Baseball World Series is going on this weekend in Omaha. Ticker brought to you by All Pro Foundation Repair and Grey Goose Vodka. Later this afternoon, Tulane takes on Oregon State in Game 1 of their three-game series. It's Oregon State's first trip to Omaha since 1953. Later tonight at 6, it's a Big 12 showdown as Texas meets up with Baylor at Rosenblatt Stadium. The Miami Heat have decided to exercise their options on power forward Alonzo Mourning and All-Star guard Dwayne Wade for the 2005-2006 season. Wade averaged 24 points a game and nearly 7 assists last year. Mourning chipped in 7 points a game and 5 rebounds in limited time off the bench last season. And now, a U.S. Open update brought to you by the Sewell family of dealerships and Grey Goose Vodka.
From Pinehurst Golf Resort, Westwood One presents this special report on the 105th U.S. Open Championship. Hi, this is Bob Poppin, the Tower at Pinehurst, number 2. Third round action is underway. The leaders at 200 par, Olin Brown and Retief Goosen, will be teeing off at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Meanwhile, Sergio Garcia currently stands at level par for the championship. He'll go off at 2:30 with BJ Singh. El Nino talks about the weekend game plan.
Keep doing the same thing. Just try to keep hitting a lot of fairways, keep hitting a lot of greens. You know, just be aggressive when you feel good about it and when you're 100% sure that you got the perfect club and hopefully I can roll some more putts in and we'll hopefully have a good chance on Sunday.
Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is 3 shots off the pace. He's at 1 over par. He tees off at 2 p.m. with Rocco Mediate. This is Westwood One's coverage of the U.S. Open.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick at Crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center.
Hi, do you sell Michelin tires?
Sure do. In fact, it's Michelin's 40th anniversary at Sears, and all Michelin tires are on sale at our lowest prices of the season.
Okay, well, I'd like
to... Oh, in fact, it's our biggest Michelin tire sale ever.
Wow, that's great, but I just
want... And you can shop at Sears while you wait.
That is why I'm here. Look, here's my cell number. Oh. I'll pick a set of Michelin. Why don't you call me when it's done?
Happy shopping!
Honey, you have no idea!
Michelin tire sale ends July 2nd. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears, good life, great price.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We believe love is blind, and marriage is a real eye-opener.
All righty then.
I didn't see your mouth move.
4 minutes till noon. Ben and Skin wrapping things up from Marine Max. We certainly appreciate all the people that have come out here to join us out here for all the great deals.
Hello, I'm Marine Max.
On boats. The boats out here, very impressive, man.
Yeah.
Might have turned me around. I might be a lake person from now on, Skin.
They got some huge... Well, I thought you already bought two.
I got to figure out what to do with all these boats I bought. Skin, real quickly, I wanted to get to a story we didn't get to in Radio Port.
Okay.
sex offender, ice cream vendor, accused of driving truck drunk. Who hired this person?
I don't know, but that's my new screenplay I'm working on.
Can you imagine a more inappropriate ice cream truck driver than a sex offender
who drives drunk? Yeah, I would say that's a bad combo.
Listen,
apparently it's a hard job to fill because they'll just take anybody.
All right, here's how he got caught.
Hey, I'm Captain Pedophile. Can I drive your ice cream truck?
The driver of an ice cream truck was charged with drunken driving after a woman called police saying she saw him throw a can of malt liquor onto her lawn. Has this guy given up? He's just throwing cans of malt liquor on the...
That's the new treat they have, frozen malt liquor, and you just put it in a cone.
Police stopped this man, 43 years old, in his ice cream truck a short time after the homeowner complained. He first denied drinking, but then admitted that he had beer for breakfast.
Oh, no.
He's also a registered sex offender who charged with repeated drunk driving.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable. He was,
Maybe he can be a bus driver now, Ben.
Here we go. The guy who owned the vending company that owned the truck said he did not know Blundell was a registered sex offender.
Hey, man, I didn't see him do any sexual offenses when he came in for the interview.
Think about that interview. All right, man, look, I know the first thing you're going to say is I got two strikes against me, man. I got this sex offender thing, and I like to drive drunk. I drink a little more liquor for breakfast, but I will sell more dreamsicles than anybody you have ever seen, man.
And as soon as that guy was done talking, the guy interviewing took his hands off of his ears and goes, what? Okay, sounds good to me. You're hired.
And by the way, man, I got a pit bull in my apartment in Arlington I'd like to tell you so I can get to more Ranger games this year.
Hey, back at the station, he said something. What'd you say? Oh, and now you clam up? That's great.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, before we wrap up, I just want you to guess right quick. I just want to do the money.
Seven.
That's right. Okay, good.
Okay,
we'll get into that a little bit later when we're on for Bad Radio the last week in June. That same week, I will be doing the draft with Norm, so good times all abound. So you'll get your good dose of Ben and Skin if you just keep listening to the ticket. By the way, nice performance last night, Roger.
Hey, thank you. You too. I mean, we did a hardline song, a hip-hop version. We're going to go record it and give it to him. So
Shout out to Cho for Cho from DFWHipHop.com did a great job.
Shout out to Eduardo on the glassware.
Yeah, today. Good job, man. We had a promo guy, Eduardo, that's just an unbelievable trash can hoop rebounder. I mean, he was just cleaning the glass, and by the way, you were on.
Thank you.
I mean, this is not really radio. Some like to think it's a visual medium. Those people are delusional. But you were dead on tonight.